justice can move very, very slowly in these cases. Mm. Karina Platt, very much appreciate your expertise. Thank you so much for joining us. She's a partner at Stevenson's Law Firm, specialising in criminal appeals of this kind. Obviously, he doesn't know the details, the ins and outs of this particular case, but it's been a very, very highly publicised case. I think this is a subject we will return to this week. If we do get a result on that, I would love to discuss that with you, because genuinely, as a woman, I am genuinely disturbed by the idea that that women are in a situation where we're just not responsible for ourselves if we're drunk, but men are responsible for themselves and us when we're drunk. Last time I looked, I was a grown-up, not a child, but there we are. Coming up at 1 o'clock, though, we are joined by the wonderful John Holmes, who hopefully, I think, is going to lighten things up after all these terrible news of this morning.
Well, I think that's in my remit, certainly. I won't be dwelling on anything like that. Notice, by the way, I have worn more knitwear for you today.
Now,
after yesterday's knitwear gate.
Now, if you weren't listening yesterday, Mr. Holmes was under the illusion that he walked in with something which would best be described as a cardigan, that it was not a cardigan, it was some sort of trendy knitwear. I'd like you to know that I discussed this with my 9-year-old daughter, who said, but if it had buttons up the front and it was like a jumper, then it's a cardigan, no debate, she said.
Well, you know, this is the home of debate, I think you'll find. And
you're going to do a whole hour on that.
I'm going to do a whole hour on knitwear or cardigan. You're wearing one today as well.
Yeah, but I'm not pretending it's not cardigan, you freak.
Fair enough. Good point, well made. But look today. What is this then? It's got a zip up it. What's that? Oh. Ask your daughter about that.
Twitter at JuliaHB1 and at John Holmes. I want to hear.
What?
That's like a pretend jacket.
It's not like a pretend jacket.
I don't know.
It's another example of seasonal trendy knitwear. That's what it is.
I think in future I would like to have John on my show earlier in the day, so we can perhaps just do an update on seasonal knitwear throughout the month.
I think it's a feature your show is missing.
I think it is. Do you know what? My show was missing today. It was a lot of laughs. I've got to be honest with you.
It's been one of those days.
No, because it has been one of those days, the Brussels attacks. Obviously, the Prime Minister's made a statement. We had two explosions at Brussels Airport, one at a metro, 34 dead now. We had originally the figure 35 injured. I think that figure will be going up. There'll be updates on that throughout the day. But that's me done for a second day here on Talk Radio. I'll be handing over to John Holmes after an update on the ads and the travel and the like, and he'll be back with you with the news at 1 o'clock. But as it stands for me, I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great day. And you know what? Stay safe.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So what does a good teacher make?
My teacher makes me want to put my hand up as fast as I can in class.
My teacher makes me believe that I can be the best I really can.
My teacher just made me realise that not all subjects are bad.
Make a difference to thousands of lives, including your own. Tax-free bursaries are available to help you while you train. Teaching. Your future. Their future. Search Change to Teaching. Bursaries subject to eligibility.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
Susie Perry here. We all love a good to-do list. Clear out the garage, tidy the garden, retune the digital radio. Yep, retune. With new stations launching this spring, there's never been a better time to listen to digital radio. And to make sure you're receiving all your stations, including great new stations, it's a good idea to retune your radio. It's as simple as the touch of a button, and your radio will be right up to date.
Find out more at getdigitalradio.com/retune.
If you love radio, go digital.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon. It's just coming up to 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Tim has got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, John. Coming up, Brussels transport systems hit by three explosions. The death toll is now over 30 as police in Britain step up security at key locations.
Talk Radio.
At least 34 people have been killed and many more injured in coordinated bomb attacks on the main airport and the metro system in Brussels. The attacks, condemned as blind, violent and cowardly by the Belgian Prime Minister, came after the arrest in the city last Friday of terror mastermind Salah Abdeslam, who plotted November's Paris attacks. In the last hour, Belgium officials have said they were suicide attacks and they fear people are still at large. Downing Street has said that one British national is known to have been injured and it's reported a Kalashnikov rifle has been found next to a dead attacker. The first explosions were near the America Airlines desk at Brussels Airport. Alexei Pridikin saw some of the wounded.
Two people with heads, like, covered with blood, and lots of people whose hands were covered with blood. And everyone's panicking. There are no taxis, so you cannot take anything. Everything is blocked.
Shortly afterwards, there was a third explosion at a metro station close to the EU's main buildings. All public transport systems in Brussels have been closed as a result. Police forces across the UK have increased their presence at key locations. The Prime Minister has this morning chaired a meeting of the government's Emergency Cobra Committee. David Cameron's also spoken to the Belgian Prime Minister.
These are difficult times. These are appalling terrorists, but we must stand together to do everything we can to stop them and to make sure that although they attack our way of life and they attack us because of who we are, we will never let them win.
The Home Office says it's increasing checks at its borders with France and Belgium. Sniffer dogs have been deployed at key hubs, including London St Pancras and Dover Port. Brian is one of those waiting at St Pancras. There's no Eurostar services. He's told Talk Radio it looks like his break is over.
Booked in Lille for 3 nights, so if we can't go tomorrow, and it's debatable whether we go tomorrow because they're unsure about that as well.
Some other news this lunchtime. A pre-inquest review into last August plane crash at the Shoreham Air Show has heard a police investigation is being delayed as detectives are being forced to seek permission from the courts to gain access to key information from the Air Accidents Investigation Branch. Detective Chief Inspector Paul Reimart says officers have taken 330 statements and obtained images or video from more than 200 members of the public, but they need authorisation to get protected material, including cockpit recorders and footage, witness accounts, expert reports and documentation. A National Grid will pay £3 million to a fuel poverty charity because it missed gas network repair targets. The regulator Ofgem ordered it to give the money to the National Energy Action Group because it failed to repair some non-urgent gas escapes quickly enough.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some rain's expected for parts of Scotland, but otherwise staying mainly dry with some good spells of sunshine around and a high of 12 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Wales striker John Hartson says the Welsh FA should give manager Chris Coleman exactly what he wants. It's been reported Premier League side Swansea could take advantage of Coleman's contract standoff with Wales. Coleman guided the Welsh to this summer's Euro 2016, their first major tournament in 58 years. Scotland fullback Ekechi Anya says they're better placed to make it to the World Cup in Russia as a result of failing to qualify for Euro 2016 this summer. Gordon Strachan side take on the Czech Republic on Thursday and then Denmark next Tuesday in friendlies. Anya says the side is well placed to return to a major tournament after what will be a 20-year gap.
You still need to go into the next campaign. You know, like I said before, we've got two years more experience. I think Gaffer touched upon that. We've got a good average age for the group. You know, we've got our experience, we've got our youth. So, you know, I think it's vitally important to go in there and believe that we can.
Finally, on to cricket. And at the World 2020, New Zealand host Pakistan in Group 2. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
You're invited to the John Lewis Easter weekend event. Whether you're planning to get together, get away, or just get organised, there are unmissable offers from leading brands in-store and online. Plus, you'll enjoy double points when you use your partnership card and could win a Kuwonee holiday. Whilst the Easter egg hunt will keep the kids entertained, discover everything you need for a perfect Easter. Event starts this Thursday until Easter Monday. Partnership card terms and conditions apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited. Closed Easter Sunday except Scottish stores.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
All right, then, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am a man. They handed me a manual about how it works, to be honest, and I haven't really read it.
You can't play some
half-assed tosh. So you make tins of tuna.
It'd be good if we found that computer.
I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure. What should we put in Paul Ross's mouth? And he's got the news. This isn't bloody LBC. Everybody's talking. However, we were trying at 8-7-treble-2 or Alan Brazil. Swipe to granny. That happened.
Oh, I wasn't allowed in either.
I have got questions. This is the nation's listening choice.
Borderline racist.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Well, do you know what?
Here's what.
I think it's great news.
You're no use. Complain.
Quite busy.
Building the studio around us. 3:21 is the diversity paper review. This is Talk Radio.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
Right then, hello, welcome to you. Good afternoon, day two of what critics are already calling Britain's brand new radio station. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio. No one could make their minds up. Unlocking your afternoon like a sort of cut price FBI dabbling with a phone and freeing it up from whatever it was that you used to listen to. I don't know, an afternoon play, for example, or some sort of dull debate somewhere else. Or maybe just the sound of the blood rushing in your head as you rock alone, silently back and forth, making small moaning sounds, like Paul Ross does when he's not on air. Hello then. So yes, here we are, your Talk Radio afternoon, that's what I'm calling it, show of choice. Think of the next 3 hours as the broadcasting equivalent of Indian Wells tournament chief Raymond Moore's comments about women's tennis, in that it's going to be offensive and inaccurate. And actually, not only did he say that, of course, he also said that the woman's game, he said, did you read this? The woman's game rides on the coattails of the men. But also, he said the female players should get down on their knees to their male counterparts. I don't know really what he meant by that, but that is a terrible idea. As far as I'm concerned, that's going to put them right off their stroke, if anything's going to do. Think of a whole new meaning to the phrase new balls, please. And what's more, you'd need a lot more Robinson's barley water to get the... Anyway, see, afternoon radio, isn't it? You don't get this on TalkSport. No, and with good reason. So I expect you're wondering what with the awful news about Brussels today, exactly what we are going to be doing between now and 4 o'clock. Well, obviously, it's difficult. So I think that what we'll have to do is come up with something that's the most uncontroversial, bland, insipid, uninteresting, banal and inoffensive list of features, so as not to worry anybody, which is why I'm now going to read out the menu from ITV's This Morning with Phil and Holly. So welcome to This Afternoon with John Holmes. Today we meet the identical twins who even share a boyfriend. Plus we try Byron's makeup tips with Gosh Forever eyeshadow. At £6.29, we'll have a taste of Phil Vickery's hot cross buns. Plus, have you chosen your favourite spring-style skirt yet? I know I have. Ginger producer Dave is producing. Assistant producer Cass is assistant producing. Marta is pressing buttons. Paid intern Cornelius is giving a child's bedroom a beautiful makeover.
It's all about the practical storage solutions, John.
It's his own bedroom. I am John Holmes, and this is This Afternoon Show on Talk Radio. It's 7 minutes past one. Let's start with this. So, 8 minutes past one, that's Counting Crows, Mr. Jones, on Talk Radio.
Cut up,
See, I'm now what I am, by the way, after yesterday. I have been appointed Talk Radio's head of music, which, I think it's something...
Self-appointed.
Well, if you want to split hairs and be pedantic about the whole thing, yeah, maybe. But I am now Talk Radio's head of music. I've even got a sign on my desk that says head of music.
Mm.
Is this microphone not working?
Very well, is it?
Well, I was going to say... Should we just stop that? Stop that, right? No, it sounds really... What's wrong with the microphone?
Can you say something now? Because I sound really good.
Well, that's debatable. But it does sound weird, doesn't it?
That's better now. Have you turned...
Why, if I literally push my face against the foam? Well, that's... normally I talk from here, but it sounds off mic, doesn't it?
Yeah, lean in.
Hello, Dave.
No, that's too far.
Split the difference. Hello, Dave. So, I can't speak that closely. I'm just... Give me your microphone.
Okay.
No, oh, that doesn't reach far. That's much, much better.
That's good.
So why is the presenter mic the rubbish mic? Whose idea was...
Just hit the window.
Was that
now.
Sort of deliberate sabotage that someone's done, by the way?
I think I saw Julia Hartley Brewer with the old swap earlier.
This one's not good at all, is it?
No, that's rubbish.
Just test the different angles of it. No, look at it.
Okay, well, I'm glad we've established day two, and this is what happens. Anyway, as I mentioned, I am Talk Radio's head of music now. I've got a sign on my desk that says that.
What does that involve, your job?
Well, it involves choosing the music for Talk Radio. I admit it doesn't take long, but that was Counting Crows and Mr. Jones.
Well done. Does that have a relevance?
Yes, and do you know want to know what it was?
Yes, please.
Okay, producer Dave, I'm going to tell you the relevance. It's because of the terrible stories that have been coming this morning, obviously the breaking news about Brussels and everything else. Right, we obviously are not covering that, right, apart from in the news with Tim. That's the correct place to cover it. So what I needed to do was come up with a news story that was the exact opposite of horrific news. Right, and I had a choice. Right, first of all, research indicates, by the way, that Britain is running out of coloured pencils.
Yeah.
Now that is almost the diametric opposite of terrible news.
Yeah.
Right. I thought we'd go with that. I thought we'd lead with that because you know we could probably get an hour out of that.
Hmm.
You could interview a child about their colouring.
Yep.
You could interview someone.
You've got one of those as well. You got two of those.
Yeah, they're at school and nursery, respectively. So okay. I tried. I phoned them, but their agent said that they weren't busy. And so there's that. Or there was... or you could get someone on from a pencil museum or something. I don't know. I didn't
there's one of those in York.
As far as... There you go. And Cumberland.
Oh, no, that's it. Cumbria. I forgot. York's the Viking Museum.
I could see how you...
got my list of museums.
Because Vikings have ships that are made of wood,
yep.
And pencils are made of wood. Right. I can see how you got mixed up between the race that came over here and ransacked English Anglo-Saxon villages and a writing implement. I can see how you got confused.
See?
It's an easy thing
we're
to do.
We're all learning today, aren't we?
You know, I made a terrible mistake once in an art class and no one got out of there alive, I can tell you that. I pillaged watercolours and nobody wants that. Anyway, I dismissed that story.
Yes, good.
In favour of this, and this I think you'll agree is the exact opposite of horrific news.
Yeah.
Right? There's a raven in West Sussex that's been taught to say arse.
What?
Yes, I'm not even kidding.
Is there audio of it?
I'm going to find it for you now. Yeah. Where is it? Today's stuff, is it?
Yeah, that'll be where it is.
There, right, you ready?
Yeah.
This is it. I've got the recording. It's a raven.
Okay.
That says arse.
Okay.
Here we go. Arse. That's... Again, wait.
Do it again.
Arse. Arse.
I think we can all agree this is a safe news story. I think we're fine.
That's very good.
Isn't it, though?
I enjoyed this morning when we were discussing, potentially talking about the story in the kitchen here.
Yeah.
And Colin Murray walked in.
Yeah, just weirdly, just as I went,
what are you talking about, birds?
Colin Murray was not happy. He thought we were calling him that, and he's not that.
He was a bit disappointed. He hadn't found that story himself and talked about it this morning.
Yeah, it's not very sporty, is he? He's on Talksport, isn't he?
Mm.
So, no, unless the raven could, you know, play tennis while saying that word. unless a raven, although of course, controversy. Because ravens are paid less than crows that play tennis.
Mm.
aren't they? Everyone.
Yeah, but don't make comments about that because it could be inaccurate.
And offensive.
And offensive.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that. I think Ravens are simply riding on the tail feathers of the Crows.
The thing is, Ravens don't fly as long as Crows, so maybe it is...
Hang on, what knowledge is this?
Maybe, I don't know.
Is that true, or are you just saying try and join in?
No, I was doing it the tennis thing, because women play shorter games, don't they? But it's fine,
oh,
it's
I
great.
See. I thought you were bringing some ornithological knowledge to the proceedings. How stupid of me to think that. Anyway, look, there's a Raven, okay, in Tilgate Park in West Sussex, right? And it says that. Okay, so
the brazen raven.
Thank you.
missed an opportunity there, didn't they? Whoever wrote this
left David and Sarah Barker. Am I still off mic? This sounds really weird. David and Sarah Barker from Redhill in Surrey were left in a flap when they heard the brazen bird while on a day out to celebrate their son's birthday. Because the bird shouted that at them as they walked.
How old was the child?
And then they goaded it to make it keep saying it, apparently. They goaded it.
How do you do that?
What did you do for your birthday, little Billy? We goaded a raven into saying arse.
It's the best birthday ever! Can we next get an ostrich to say bum? What? That was the word I went for there. Yeah. There's a lot of words I could have chosen. Oh, no. But I saw the look on your face.
Yeah.
Day two. We're going to turn it into a text-in, right? Because you know how I like a pun.
Yeah, I do.
Today's text-in on the programme, we'll just pepper these throughout the show.
Okay.
It's going to be birds and anatomy. Because there's a raven, which is a bird.
Okay.
And it says...
Which is a bit of
anatomy.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll give you an example.
Yep.
Not a good example.
It's always important to start with a poor example so that people get the gist of it.
Pidgin. Pidgin.
Oh, like a
As in,
chin.
They love a bit of it.
Got you.
The dirty pidgins from the Park Life song. So it's head of music.
Huh? Yeah, that's good. It's really coming to fruition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pidgin.
Pidgin.
Parrot feet.
Parakeet.
Parakeet, but with feet.
I just realised very suddenly that I have no real knowledge of ornithology.
Well, you must have knowledge of bird names.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just doing them some quick maths.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Oh, a magpie.
Good.
Magpie.
Very good.
I mean, it's still the same word, effectively. Magpie.
Yeah, but I'll allow it.
But...
Neagle.
All right. This is going to fly. Right, the number, if you want to get involved in that, God knows why you would, but anyway, 87222, this afternoon, it is birds and anatomy.
Duckle, like a knuckle, duckle, duck, a duck and a knuckle, duckle. Anyone? Hello? Is this thing on? Am I off mic?
Wasn't a minute ago. 87222, start your text with the word talk, and then your appalling pun, and we'll get through them as the show goes on. But meantime, I need to know more about the bird that says... So we're going to have to get someone on the phone. It's 116, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Getting your hands on a shiny Olympic gold medal takes years of focus, training and dedication. Fortunately, getting your hands on a shiny low-mileage nearly new car at Motorpoint is a lot easier and quicker, with most cars available to drive away the same day. Take this 15-plate Vauxhall Astra 1.4 SRI with the balance of the manufacturer's warranty for under £9,000. That's less than half the new list price. Search over 5,000 cars from 35 manufacturers at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI.
If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Greater Manchester for the westbound side of the M62, one lane closed on the Exeter Road due to a breakdown for Junction 18 at the Simister Island and the M60 link. Southbound side of the A14 Spur Road in Cambridgeshire is closed due to accident investigation work between the A1M and the Spittles interchange. Queues remain back towards Fenstanton at Junction 27. And finally through Carmarthenshire, the A40 is closed both ways through St Clears due to a two-vehicle accident between the St Clears roundabout and Clanboydy roundabout. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It's 20 past 1. I am John Holmes. So then, we know all about the bird at the bird sanctuary that says an extremely rude word. I say extremely, of course. I don't think that is an extremely rude word, if I'm brutally honest with you. It's mild cussing at best. We've just been hearing about it. It's at the, let me see, Tilgate Park in West Sussex. And by the way, your bird and anatomy mashups, very welcome this morning. Thanks very much. This morning? This afternoon? God. this has just come in from Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Owls. Like
jowls.
Like owls.
That's good.
Yeah. Good. Have you got one there? What's come in?
I thought of Falcon. If you include me as a sort of collection of body parts. Falcon.
Con.
Yeah.
And you're foul, so... No. That kind of ties in.
And Jerry's tweeted in Woodnecker.
Keep them coming. 87222. The word talk, and then your. Well, I'm going to loosely term it a message. There is a bird. It is a raven. It says this, and parents. Well, spotted the rude raven on a day out at Tilgate Park in West Sussex. But the question remains: can you teach a bird to mildly cuss? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know about parrots,
yeah,
obviously, but I wasn't aware that other birds could do this kind of thing. But it's all right because I'm no expert. But it's all right because I have found one, and his name's George, and he's on the telephone now. Hello, George.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Well, as can be expected with the price of spuds and things.
Interesting. Expert on potatoes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, George, fine.
I wish.
Okay, George is weird. right, so, George, you're from Knoxwood Sanctuary, is that right?
That's right.
Good.
We're north of the Lake District.
Okay, good. And what do you have? What do you give sanctuary to at Knoxwood?
Any British bird or British animal.
Anything?
Yes, we repair them, the injured ones. I've just arrived in this minute from rescuing a swan off the motorway at Gretna.
That is a sentence, that is one of the best sentences I've ever heard. A swan off the motorway at Gretna.
Yep.
And was the swan injured or was it just wandered
I'm
onto the motorway?
He is, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
He's got a broken leg.
A broken leg. But he's going to be all right, George. That's the main
question. Well, we're going to put it right and then... But we won't put it back on the motorway.
Well, don't. No, that would be foolhardy at best. Is it true that a swan can break a man's arm with its wing?
It'd give you a nasty bash. Yeah. I mean, I've had some really... really bad bruises from them, but It hasn't managed to break a leg yet.
Are they an angry bird?
No, we've got probably a dozen here at the minute, all going through various stages of being repaired and returned to the wild.
Okay, are you familiar with the game Angry Birds?
No.
Okay, well, it's a sort of app you can get on your smart thing, George.
Yeah,
and what you do is you take a bird,
mm-hmm.
and you it's like a catapult, and you fire it at other birds.
Right.
No, at pigs. Beg your pardon, at pigs that are in buildings,
mm-hmm.
And there are different kinds of birds. And I was just wondering if we were to do that in real life, what bird, in your expert opinion, would be the best bird to catapult at a pig?
The best bird to put... Now then. Let me think about that one, John.
Okay, fine. Let me give you, you've got a pig, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put a swan in a catapult, would that take down the pig?
Well, not really. I would think a raven would be a better bird.
A raven?
Mm.
How useful for you that you said that, actually, because it's a raven we're actually that brought us into this, of course. Raven, there's this raven, obviously, as I mentioned, Tilgate Park, that can do a swear word. Which, of course, if you fired a raven at a pig, it would probably cuss. I'm just guessing. I love the noise in the background, by the way, of your...
Do you like that? Yeah,
that's excellent.
I put it on specially for you.
Yeah, but it's a sound effect, right? That's what you've got. Let me demonstrate what the raven has been saying,
mm-hmm.
George. The raven has essentially been saying this. Oh, no, it hasn't. The raven has been saying the word arse.
Right.
So it just didn't fire then when I pressed the...
No.
Oh, no, it's fine. Raven, saying arse, I know you can teach a parrot to speak, but how do you teach a raven to speak?
I don't think you need to teach them, because they are far better mimics than parrots, in my experience. And we've had a number of ravens over the years.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take them any time at all to pick up a swear word. Swear words are the speciality. To try and teach them to talk and have a conversation is difficult, I would imagine. But they do pick up swear words quite easily, so somebody's obviously been talking to this raven.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think it was being goaded by the sound of it, George. But I didn't... I mean, is it generally that all birds... I mean, is there something within the birds' throat, birds generally, that can make them talk? I mean, I have no idea.
All the crow family. Magpies are brilliant. Rooks... Yeah, they all pick up these little idiosyncrasies, what do you call them, or swear words, or whatever you want to call them.
Idiosyncrasies slash swear words.
They actually do pick up on swear words for some reason.
Okay, fine.
Can you teach them to apologise?
Yeah, well, we used to have one that was sort of friendly to all the visitors that came here. And he made a habit of stealing the laces from the shoes.
That's some clever technique, isn't it? Bird.
And to be quite honest, it's a big bird, and not many people actually stopped him doing it.
So, you actually physically undo the laces and just sort of tug them out of the hole?
Just away with them, yeah.
What if
quite a collection.
What if the laces didn't come away from the shoe? They'd just pick up the whole human and fly off?
He used to just keep pulling them.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, it was nice when he actually decided he was going back to the wild, but where he would find shoelaces in the wild, I don't know.
This is one of the oddest conversations I think I've ever had. My thought, though, is that if you can teach ravens to swear, right,
mm-hmm.
George, this is going to... You could... Just off the top of my head, you could make visits to the Tower of London a lot more interesting. Because that's the traditional home of the raven, right? The Tower of London.
Yeah. We've had them on the phone a number of occasions over the years to ask us if we had any injured ones that they could take down there to supplement their existing birds. But
they're building an army of injured ravens?
Well, I think the way is, the birds that they have got there, they take the feathers off one wing so they can't fly away anyway.
Oh.
So it's a bit of a con, really.
No wonder they're swearing.
Yeah, I mean...
I think if they wanted to clip my wings, I think I would swear a little bit as well.
The whole Tower of London filled with mildly cussing ravens would be a treat for all the family.
Now then, that's a good idea.
George, listen, thank you. I'd like to say you've been helpful, up to a point. But listen, thank you so much. What a pleasure to talk to. That's George from a sanctuary where, you know, he mends things, mends creatures. We are going very quickly. I think we're going, what did we call this yesterday? News in haikus?
The news in haikus.
People bring you the news in all sorts of ways. You're well aware of that, I'm sure. You know, it's delivered in bulletins, it's delivered in headlines, it's delivered in long form interviews. However, we like to bring you the news in the art for the art of Japanese poetry in syllables that are 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
His Royal Highness visits Gurkha village. Pun is Nepaling.
And it's news in haikus. On Talk Radio. We've still to come on the programme, by the way, this morning, this afternoon even. I'll get that right soon. There's today's Mystery Voice competition, which we were going to do yesterday and then ran out of time. The Diversity Paper Review, the big debate. Yesterday it was tunnels. You may have heard it. It really got heated. That's the sound of a newsreader coughing. It's 1:30. That newsreader is here now. He's called Tim and he does have the headlines.
Talk Radio.
Belgian officials fear people are still at large following terror attacks in Brussels, which have killed and injured many people. There are conflicting reports on the number who've died following the 2 blasts at Brussels airport and 1 at a metro station, but local media suggests the number of dead may now be more than 30. All flights to and from the airport have been cancelled, while public transport stopped operating across the city. David Garcia was travelling on the metro when it was attacked. He says he didn't hear the blast, but he did feel it.
After a while, there was certainly there to be some smoke on the tunnel. You could smell it. We were close at that moment to the Magdeburg station, and you could hear some people screaming from in the distance.
David Cameron says the countries of Europe need to stand together to make sure appalling terrorists can never win. He's chaired a meeting of the government's Emergency Cobra Committee. Number 10's also confirmed the government is aware of 1 British person who's been injured at Brussels airport. They've been given consular support. The Foreign Office says UK citizens in Brussels should avoid crowded areas. Here, the Home Office says it's increasing checks at UK ports. Security expert Will Geddes says Britain is well prepared, but told Talk Radio, we have to be...
One couldn't say with any kind of certainty that we couldn't see something like this happen over here. However, we do have a very long history of dealing with terrorism. And 7/7 was, even with all that history, a massive wake-up call to the authorities and counter-terrorism branches.
In the last half hour, we've been told an unexploded bomb belt has been found at the airport. Other news this afternoon, footballer Ched Evans' conviction for raping a 19-year-old woman is being reviewed by 3 judges at the Court of Appeal in London. The former Sheffield United striker, who was freed from prison in 2014 after serving half of his 5-year sentence, is there. His case has been referred to the court by the Criminal Cases Review Commission, which investigates possible miscarriages of justice. The weather, some rain expected for parts of Scotland, but otherwise staying mainly dry this afternoon, good spells of sunshine around and a high of 12 degrees.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, it's 1:32. This is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. The revelation this afternoon that Well, we had to find a story that was the exact opposite of all the terrible news, of course, and that became a raven in a park that can say arse. So that's the... now, scientifically, is the direct opposite of bad news. So, just so we're clear, it turned into a text in this afternoon as well, which is going to be birds and anatomy, thousands of them coming in. For instance, let's go over, like on Channel 5's The Right Stuff, to the glamorous assistant who's got the emails and the texts, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi there.
Terry's been in touch and he said, hi, John.
Hi.
Ear, as in what you hear with, and Y, the letter Y. So, but the bird, canary.
Good.
I'm surprised you've written it like that, to be honest.
Fine, that's good. Anything else?
Yeah, cockatoo from Joe.
That's funny. That's got two parts of anatomy. And it's a bird. So, actually, 10 points to Joe. Right, 134. We did this yesterday. We're going to do it again today because it's going to become a regular feature. Are you lonely this lunchtime?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ah, lunch. Invented, of course, by the Romans, from the Latin l, meaning break or respite from toil, and nch, meaning a quick sandwich and a packet of Monster Munch at your desk. The Romans actually, of course, invented Monster Munch when they threw Christians to lions and tigers, very much the monsters of the day. And it's from Christians that we get the word crisp. Anyway, lunch. This is our new regular feature, Lonely Lunchtime. Is that what we called it yesterday? Or did we call it something else?
Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely Lunchtime Club.
Lonely Lunch Club?
Lonely... Anyway, it's our new regular feature. Are you on your own at lunch? At home, perhaps, sitting on the couch contemplating a cup of soup. Or maybe you're at work, shunned by your colleagues, and you're at your desk clutching a Pret and wondering why it's come to this. Well, fear not, because this is where we become your virtual colleague. Now, I want you to think of us as the friend to chat to about anything you like, just mild chit-chat. A friend you'd, you know, just pass by, a colleague you'd see at work and engage in, you know, mild banter with. 87222 if you'd like to be you know, on the other end of Lonely Lunch Club, where we do be your friend. We'll call you back. 87, you know, it's expensive. 87222, the word talk and then your message. Anything you like as well, by the way. Just mild chit chat. Last night's TV, absolutely fine. Problems with your kids? We, frankly, will grunt non-committal yet sympathetic noises. The weather? We can do that. Holiday plans? Yeah, sure. Get in touch. It's Lonely Lunchtime Club Lunch on Talk Radio. And this afternoon, well, let's go to this phone line out of the... It's line nine out of the two we've got. It's Nio. Hello, Nio.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, actually. I mean, I am sat alone at work in the break room, so I'm glad that I've got you guys to chat to.
Excellent. Well, that's the point of the feature, of course. It's for those who just need someone to engage in idle banter with over their lonely lunch. First question, Naya, where do you work and what is your break room a part of?
Well, I'm a singer, and I'm a singing teacher, so I'm just in a office, which is sort of a self-employed. You come and you put your stuff down and you plan your lessons, and you know, there's not necessarily a team that you go and have lunch with, so I'm just in the break room about to microwave my lunch.
Right, so you're working on your own, but you've got a break room.
Yes.
Right.
So, there's sort of lots of little offices that self-employed people
can rent out. Yes. Right, but so there are other self-employed people renting out offices similarly around you, normally.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
But have you ever spoken to any of them?
I have, yeah, but we all kind of, because we're all working on our own schedule, we break at different times.
Yeah.
You see, although there's lots of nice smiles, but not necessarily let's go and have lunch
together. This is good, because this is exactly the point, Nio. I think there are people like you who are alone at lunchtime, and it's at sad times like that that we that we can help. What are you having for lunch, by the way?
I got a curry last night because I was feeling frivolous, and then they gave me far too much food, so I'm actually finishing off that because it was ridiculous.
The classic leftover curry. And what sort of curry have you got? Did you go for?
I went for salmon madras.
Salmon madras?
Yeah.
What a radical notion, Niall.
I know.
I had a salmon curry for the first time last week.
No one's interested in you, Cornelius.
I was just doing the idle chit-chat.
Oh, no, sorry, fine, yeah. Actually, that was good. That was actually quite good banter. Sorry, pick that up again. That was good.
It was going well.
Niall, sorry, what did you have?
I had a salmon madras.
I've
never had one of those.
No, say what you said.
I've actually had one of those last week.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was nice. Salmon and pasta works. Like, I know. It doesn't taste like salmon. It's salmon
it's
in a new
bit
way.
Fishy. Yeah, it's a bit fishy, isn't it? But not in like a horrifically fishy way.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
This is going really well, actually. This is exactly the kind of thing. This is exactly the kind of mundane, banal stuff you get while talking to a colleague that you don't know very well, but are forced
to
just sort of engage in banter.
I thought that was fascinating.
Well, yes, but only to the two people involved in it, and possibly not even both of them. But that's how office chat works now. That's the point. So good, we've done food. Anything else on your mind, I mean, that you want to idly banter about?
I don't know if you guys partake in Tinder or any of those dating apps, but something I was wondering earlier is why guys put such bad pictures of themselves on dating apps? Because it's not helping.
This is
them.
Good. This is very good. Now, I can't really comment on this because I'm married, so I have to keep my Tinder profile really secret. So... So I can't possibly comment. But I know what you mean, because I have seen, for research purposes, Cornelius's Tinder picture, and he does look, well, I'm going to say special, and but to be fair, he looks like that in real life, so it's actually quite accurate, because he's got, instead of hair, what he's got, Niall, is a sort of, I don't know what it's kind of like someone's taken the top off a scouring pad, right, and glued it onto the head of an ape. And he's also got...
Is it a head for radio? Is that what
it's very much a head for radio. He's also got eyes, right? You know, like Russell Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know his eyes look in different directions, right? And so do Gary Barlow's. Right, it's like someone has taken one of Gary Barlow's eyes out, and then one of Russell Howard's eyes. Right, put them like, you know, remember, you know, the late Paul Daniels, his favourite trick with the cup and the thick and the balls. It's like they've put one of Gary Barlow's eyes under one cup, one of Russell Howard's under another cup, mixed them up, and then just take them out and then push them into Cornelius's face, and that's what he looks like on Tinder.
That is the worst picture I think I could have ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I was thinking of, but I don't even know how you could make that better.
He also Snapchats his junk to people. Anyway,
boo.
So I think I mean, that was great office banter for me. I think
that was very fun.
Absolutely nailed it. Is there anything, Niall, that, you know, you said you're a singer, is there anything we should be looking out for in your singing that, you know?
I don't know, really. Well, yeah, I've got a couple of YouTube videos up. I'm going to be playing Glastonbury. I'm just sort of milling about.
Look at this.
I'm going to be going to Glastonbury.
She works on her own in an office, and she's playing Glastonbury. And what should we search for on YouTube, Naya? What should we, if we want to...
So it's just Naya A. So it's NGAIOA.
Yeah.
And it should come up with my video playlist, and all my stuff will be on there.
I'll be interested.
And
to see
Facebook as well.
Interested. And Tinder. Tinder, obviously.
I'm actually not on Tinder. I'm not. I was looking through my friend's profile. Likely story.
All right, good. Listen, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, Naya. That's Naya working in a self-employed office. Also a singer. Says she's not on Tinder. So if you're lonely at lunch, now you know how it works. Light office banter, courtesy of your virtual friends. I'm John Holmes, here at Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, for those about to talk, we salute you.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 da,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
So what does a good teacher make?
My teacher makes me want to put my hand up as fast as I can in class.
My teacher makes me believe that I can be the best I really can.
My teacher's made me realise that not all subjects are bad.
make a difference to thousands of lives, including your own. Tax-free bursaries are available to help you while you train. Teaching. Your future. Their future. Search Change to Teaching. Bursaries subject to eligibility.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Greater Manchester for the westbound side of the M62, one lane closed on the exit slip road due to a breakdown for junction 18 at the Simister Island and the M60 link. Southbound side of the A14 spur road in Cambridgeshire is closed due to accident investigation work between the A1M and the Spittles interchange. Queues remain back towards Fenstanton at junction 27. And finally through Carmarthenshire, the A40 is closed both ways through St Clears due to a two-vehicle accident between the St Clears roundabout and Clanboydie roundabout. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Brothers Ghoul, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
I'm Johnny Gould. Join me tonight from 7 only on Talk Radio. But it's not just me, it's Ash.
Raw man. Engage yourself in radio folklore, phone calls and fun.
I'm Ash and he's Johnny and together we are the Brothers Gould.
Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, what he said just then. It's 2:15. And it is... is his microphone working now, by the way? Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I've been getting so many texts and tweets going, why does John sound like he's talking down one of the tunnels that was discussed yesterday on the programme in the big debate, if you recall that happening yesterday, when a man got very angry about tunnels,
didn't he?
While another man really liked tunnels. There will be another big debate, by the way, happening on the programme later this afternoon. More details of that coming when they are. We're going to... now, ordinarily, what we would do is... a feature called Headline Hijack. We did this yesterday, of course, where you get to make up the news and get a made-up news story into the news at 2:00. Your prize is to get a made-up news story into the news at 2:00. However, given the news today and the serious nature of it, although it's only day 2, we're not going to do Headline Hijack today because even we think that would be largely inappropriate. And if we're saying that, goodness me, then it must be true. Instead of that, however, what we are going to have is a feature we're calling 20 Second Showcase.
The John Holmes 20 Second Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, a new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
So, this is a brand new feature for Talk Radio. As head of music at Talk Radio, I've decided to implement this feature. And what it is, well, it's 20 Second Showcase, as that, you know, as Georgie just said. Now, Georgie Rogers, if you don't know, is about to start on our sister station, Virgin Radio, which launches, I think, next week. Is it next week?
Next Wednesday, next John, Wednesday. On a train.
Next Wednesday, live from a train.
I presume a Virgin train.
Well, it would be they've missed a trick if not. Mm. Let's put it that way. Mm. The Virgin Radio launches. Georgie Rogers will be the new music guru, discoverer of new bands on Virgin Radio. The exact opposite of that is, of course, the comedian Russell Kane, who will be on at weekends. So this is how 20 Second Showcase is going to work, because we are going to help Virgin Radio out, okay? And as head of music at Talk Radio, I feel it's my duty to do this.
Very good. You've like implemented a strategy. They'd call it a corporate strategy. That's like symbiosis, isn't it? Things are working all together, and
it's
microphones.
It's yeah. Well, there you go. See, so for every yin of corporate strategy, there's a yang of microphones that don't work properly on a brand new radio station. However, this is, if microphones are working properly, if you're in a band, this is where we want to hear.
Good link.
Thanks, mate. This is where we want to hear from you. 20 Second Showcase is going to work like this. If you're in a band, or indeed in an artist or musical group, then we want to hear from you. We could give you national radio airplay in the optimum space for discovering new music, which is on a talk radio station at 10 to 2 in the afternoon. Now, it might be, you might be thinking, no, John, surely the optimum place for discovering new music was John Peel. John Peel, back in the day, you know, when John Peel was alive. And in many ways, because of this feature, people are calling me the alive John Peel. And they say to me in the street, I don't know, you know, I just can't walk round down the South Bank in London to get to these studios without people looking at me and just going, look, there he is, the alive John Peel. I am not only head of music at all radio, also the new music discoverer here. But I can, all I can do is pass on my discoveries to Georgie at Virgin, because if we think what we're about to play is good, she's going to get it. She could give it national radio airplay in full. And I say in full because we, as is the name, are only going to play the first 20 seconds of music. And what's more, it's music we haven't listened to first. So my technique of discovering new music is to take it from a pile that we get sent. Also, by going downstairs to Virgin and the pile that they get sent, pulling something at random from that pile, and then playing the first 20 seconds of it on here without ever listening to it first.
It's very noble of you, John.
Well, it's the, this is, if you're listening, John Peel, this is the way you discover new music, right? No point in spending all day, and Georgie, no point in spending all day listening to bands that send their stuff in. What a waste of time when you can just simply just do it entirely at random. And that way, it's more democratic in a way, isn't it? Because you're literally just pulling it out at random and putting it on the radio, not, you know, giving, bringing your own judgment to it. So, in many ways, this is better. So, here's how it's going to work. We'll play the first 20 seconds of a track. If we like it, then, if we deem it, you know, then, you know, it could well go into the file marked Georgie Rogers, the music discoverer of Virgin. If it is musically inept on every single level, right, every level whatsoever, right, and it's just absolutely worthless and of no value, it'll go into the file marked
Vernon Kay.
No.
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 I don't know. No. I haven't been told.
No.
I like it.
Good guess. Yeah. But no, it's Russell Kane.
Do the same accent.
Russell Kane!
Does he talk like that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, Russell Kane.
Talks very fast.
There you go, then. It goes into the file marked.
Oh, Russell Kane!
There, fine. So, that's what's going to happen. He's on Virgin as well, by the way, weekends. All right? So that, he's kind of the opposite of Georgie Rogers. That's the way I'm going with that. No. Anyway, so, but then what we do, we have to play the song and then feed it into the system, right? Yeah. Now, the system will decide which file it goes into. Ultimately, I mean, we can have an opinion. Certainly, you can have an opinion. And you can have it on 87222.
Yeah.
If you text the word talk and then an opinion.
We're like the judges on The X Factor, and the system's like the public vote.
If you like.
No matter what Cal says,
yeah,
up to a point,
yeah,
then the public vote still stands in the way.
Absolutely fine.
All so right. That's what the system is.
So, what's going to happen is the system is has been built. I think it's the one thing in here that works properly. It's been built out of pipes and steam.
Well, it's just the stuff they built the studio with, isn't it, that's left here?
It's just a system.
Yeah.
It's just a system.
Yeah.
So, I believe Paddington Cornelius has the details.
I do
of
have
our
the
first
details.
Band on 22nd Showcase.
Yes, that's right. They are called Camaro. And they are a British electro-pop band from Devon.
Okay, and what do we know of Camaro?
We know their social media websites.
Yes. Okay, fine.
That's all that's really on there.
And they've sent this to you?
Yeah, someone sent it. Hannah Thistleton sent it to me on Facebook.
Okay, fine. So look, if you want to, if you're in a band and you don't want to be in with a chance of getting onto 22nd Showcase, 87222, you can send a link to your music. You can do it at Talk Radio on Twitter or the Facebook page Talk Radio.
Or apparently just send it to Cornelius on Facebook. He loves it. He loves it when people add him.
The first ones I had to just punt out.
When people add him, he loves it. Cornelius Mendez on Facebook.
Yeah, but I think, you know, there could be any many amount of Cornelius Mendez.
Cornelii Mendez.
I very much. Not many that have the top of a Brillo pad glued onto the head of an ape with one eye of Gary Barlow and the other of Russell Howard. Put upside down into his sockets. Not many Cornelii Mendi will look like that. So if you find a Cornelius Mendes,
okay,
and he looks like that.
I mean, just for the purpose of clarification, in his profile picture, it's like he's holding a beer and he's got a lanyard on. So that's definitely him. Mm. So you should send them to him.
Yeah. So there we go. So they're called what?
Camaro.
Camaro, and the track is called
Vicious Touch.
Okay. Here comes 20 seconds of a song we've never heard before to see if it's any good or not. Well, now. Well, it's caught your ear, clearly. What are we...
Didn't hear much of it, did we?
Do you reckon that's the whole song? Just...
Well, look, I could roll... I know it said 20 seconds, but I could roll the bonus ball. If you want another... I mean, I have to say, I wasn't...
You'll have to explain what the bonus ball is to our
new listeners.
I'm about
to explain what the bonus ball is.
Oh, sorry.
It's not hard to understand, is it? We roll a bonus ball that's not even a ball and play another 10 seconds of it.
Does it sound like the song that's going to have... I usually would be up for rolling a bonus ball if I thought I was going to hear some vocals. I'm not sure I'm going to hear any vocals.
Okay, well, let's
find...
Maybe
I will.
Let's find out. Here we go. It's a push. Ooh. It back, I want it. Say all a sin that she'll take it. Looking at all the signs that she's making. Can't work it out when she's working out. There, you see, you were wrong.
That sounds really like something else, doesn't it?
The vocals very much kicked in.
Don't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's not what I was thinking of. No? It's a bit like that, yeah.
They talked about her making signs. Do you reckon she's a sign painter?
Crazy in Love by Beyonce, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
I won't do the whole thing.
No, thank God for that. Okay, so that was... What are they called?
Camaro.
Right, Camaro. And
with Vicious Touch.
With a Vicious Touch. Are you, Producer Dave,
yes,
thinking that's going into Georgie Rogers, or are you thinking that is going into Russell Kane? Is it good or rubbish?
I don't want to set an early precedent where we just pass everything to Georgie Rogers. I don't think that was of a high enough quality for me to pass to Georgie. In the safe knowledge that she would go, this is great. We want to be a reputable source of new music.
Well, my reputation as head of music at Talk Radio is
very much on the line.
It's very much on the line here. Cornelius?
Well, at our old station, we definitely would have said no because it's not rocky enough, but I want to put a pop track in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, well,
we
not...
never give British electro pop a chance, but now we can.
It's technically...
it's like the big debate.
It's not up to you. It's up to the system, as we know. So, Dave?
Yep.
Pull the lever.
Okay. There it goes. Round the system it's going.
Yeah. It's in the system! It's in the system!
That's a surprise.
The system has chosen. It's going into Georgie Rogers. I think that's fine. I think at the end of the day, Virgin Radio is launching next week. She'll find it on her desk. It might get airplay on her new music show on Virgin Radio. And if I check when that was actually on, I could tell you, but I haven't.
Sunday night, isn't it?
I don't know. So, Russell Kane's folder remains resolutely empty for the moment. However, it's national radio airplay for your unsigned band. If you are in one and you'd like it to get into 20 Second Showcase with the option of it going over to Virgin Radio for a full play, 87222, the word talk, or you can find a Brillo hair ape face on...
Stop encouraging people to add me on Facebook.
Facebook. Or you can send it to us at Talk Radio via the modern medium of Twitter. Still to come on the programme, there will be some kind of diversity paper review. After yesterday's Tunnel Gate... we will have another big debate for you, because that's what you have to do on Talk Radio, isn't it? Something approaching a mystery voice competition, I'm led to believe.
I'm excited about that.
Which, you know, I'd like to say I was looking forward to, but I'm not. It's Talk Radio, it's coming up to 2 o'clock. The news is with Tim in three or so minutes' time. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
just about to kick off.
And he scored!
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable!
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
The officiator halts the power play in the Manchester 18 zone. Oh, sweet Mary! Red card! The outfielder sent to the locker room! It's a penalized ejection scenario!
Our American cousins might be a bit over the top at times, but that's not a bad thing when it comes to glue. Gorilla Glue is America's choice because it's tough and works when other glues fail. It sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. So get your Gorilla Glue. You'll find it at your local hardware emporium.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is just about 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Tim's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the death toll in Brussels bombings tops 30. Security is being stepped up at British ports. And in the Commons this afternoon, George Osborne says he misses Ian Duncan Smith.
Talk Radio.
At least 34 people have been killed and 170 injured in coordinated bomb attacks on the main airport and the metro system in Brussels.
I walked through a mess, a load of stuff, glass splinters, smoke, water dripping from the ceiling. We had to walk through puddles and we were evacuated.
Two explosions were reported at the airport where an unexploded bomb belt and a Kalashnikov rifle have been discovered by security forces. Government officials in Belgium say people may still be at large. Brussels itself is in lockdown with no public transport running, although we're told that railway stations are about to reopen. And security is being stepped up in major cities across Europe, with armed police being deployed at major ports and hubs in the UK. David Cameron has chaired a meeting of the government's Emergency Cobra Committee.
These were attacks in Belgium. They could just be attacks, just as well be attacks in Britain or in France or Germany or elsewhere in Europe. And we need to stand together against these appalling terrorists and make sure they can never win.
No Eurostar services are running to Brussels, with queues building at St Pancras station in London. Tourists there are accepting it may be some time before they can travel.
First Paris, now Brussels. Some people in, well, probably staying in Belgium are having crazy minds.
My timer is in God's hands, so we're just gonna see what can happen and just trust him.
I'm feeling safe. It's just a bit difficult to get home, yeah.
Downing Street says one British national is known to have been injured at the airport. In other news this afternoon, the Chancellor has made his first Commons appearance since he was forced into a U-turn on welfare cuts, saying the country must live within its means. It follows calls for him to reconsider his position after the resignation Work and Pensions Secretary Ian Duncan Smith over the issue on Friday. George Osborne says he's sorry to see him go.
Let me here in this House recognise his achievements in helping to make work pay, protecting the vulnerable and breaking the decades-old cycle of welfare dependency. Together we had to confront a huge deficit and uncontrolled welfare spending.
A pre-inquest review into last summer's Shoreham Air Show plane crash has heard the police investigation is being delayed. Sussex Police says it's because detectives need permission from the courts to access things like cockpit voice recorders. Some Santander customers can now use voice technology via its mobile app to monitor what they've been spending their money on. The bank says it will help iPhone users keep track of their transactions without having to manually search through their statements.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some rain's expected for parts of Scotland, but otherwise it's staying mainly dry this afternoon. Some good spells of sunshine around with a high of 12 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Wales striker John Hartson says the Welsh FA should give manager Chris Coleman exactly what he wants. It's been reported Premier League side Swansea could take advantage of Coleman's contract standoff with Wales. Coleman guided the Welsh to this summer's Euro 2016, their first major tournament in 58 years. Scotland fullback Ekechi Anya says they're better placed to make it to the 2018 World Cup in Russia as a result of failing to qualify for Euro 2016. Gordon Strachan's side take on the Czech Republic on Thursday and then Denmark next Tuesday in friendlies. Anya says the side is well placed to return to a major tournament after what will be a 20-year gap.
We've got two years more experience. You know, we've got our experience, we've got our youth. So, you know, I think it's vitally important to go in there and believe that we can.
Finally, on to cricket. And at the Women's World 2020, England have beaten India by 2 wickets. In the men's tournament, New Zealand won the toss and will bat against Pakistan in Group 2. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So here we go then. Good afternoon. It is 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio, for no discernible reason. And this is where afternoons on the radio are not like other afternoons on other radios. Yes, I am John Holmes. And today on the show programme, showgram, then in the news, obviously, it's Talk Radio, so I have to do the news. This is breaking. Ian Duncan Smith's opinions have quit after describing him as hypocritical. So, in the news then, Ian Duncan Smith's conscience has quit after Ian Duncan Smith... you're just getting this. His conscience has quit. Ian Duncan Smith, they've described him as hypocritical. The former Work and Pension Secretary's ethics and principles wrote a scathing letter to him saying that they couldn't stand by and watch a man claiming to be standing up for disabled people when in the past he was responsible for demonising those very people by presiding over a system that took money from disability benefits via fraud and false claims. Ian Duncan Smith told his conscience he was disappointed and puzzled that it was quitting, given that it was his conscience, but his morality and scruples did say that it had enough. And Ian Duncan Smith's conscience will be Julia Hartley Brewer's guest tomorrow on Talk Radio from 10. Meanwhile, some texts and emails still coming in, of course, for this morning's texting, which was birds and anatomy because of the raven in Sussex that has learned to say arse. And the reason we were talking about that is because it's the exact opposite of the terrible news story that's been happening for the rest of the day, which naturally we're ignoring. Paid intern Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Pete Hawkins has tweeted, birds and anatomy, Achilles till. I like that one.
Achilles till.
Yes. Good. We've also, from a few people, we've had ribbon, as in red-breasted ribbon.
I got it. Yeah.
Yep. And a budge knee came in from Sally there.
Great. 87222.
You were the one who threw it open.
Shut your face. 87222. The word talk and the message thing, rate thing. But now it is time. For work experience reviews. Now, we've all been familiar with pundits and reviewers that talk on the radio about things, right? That's a standard thing. People go on the radio, they go, oh, look, I've got a thing to review. I'm just going to talk about the thing. Standard radio technique. And, you know, as we're on the radio, why the hell not? Except we are looking for the next generation of pundits, okay? We did it yesterday. There was a trainee, a work experience, if you like, who was here to talk about TV. We've got another work experience today who's here to talk Well, okay, for Aiden, right?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Aiden. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yeah,
good, good.
What are you going to be? What are you going to be reviewing?
I'm going to be covering music today.
Music. Yeah. It's standard. We've done TV.
Yeah,
stands to reason. We'll do music next. What's your background?
So I'm currently in my third year at university. History at King's College London. Okay. Shout out to King's College London.
And don't, don't do shout out.
No, okay.
Retract it.
I retract that shout out.
Thank you. Can you shout in?
It's difficult.
Try it.
Difficult. No, it's beyond my capabilities.
Try and shout in. Go on. No. Just go.
I really want you to try and shout in as well.
It'd just be silence, because I'd literally be, do you know what I mean?
Just try it, The first radio station in history to do shout-ins. I think we should actually be a thing. If you want a shout-in from Aiden, text us 87222. Aiden will give you a shout-in this afternoon. Meanwhile, he's got to review some music, so yeah. What have we got?
Well, I wanted to get this off my chest straight away. I tried to get radio tickets on Friday. Opened at 9 a.m. I got up at 6:30, okay, which is just a nightmare for a student. 6:30. Yeah. Got into uni for 8:45. I was there, laptop ready, website open.
Yeah.
I was then in a queue, 5,000 places in the queue. They redirected me to the ticket buying bit 3 times. So I technically put 3 tickets in my basket.
This isn't so much a music review, it's just your life now.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I just needed to kind of get this on my chest.
Fine. On your chest. Off. Which is the opposite of off your chest. Perhaps you should put something on your chest. Could you do a shout in to whatever's on your chest?
So, tried to get the tickets, it didn't happen. Okay. I was waiting in this queue for 2 hours for them to basically tell me that we'd just run out. So there we go. So it's done. But that segues wonderfully into my proper bit of news.
Well, you know, we'll be the judge of that.
Which is that Radiohead have registered a new company.
Oh, right.
Called Dawn Chorus Limited. And they did this yesterday.
Is it offshore?
No, I don't think so. Really? This is something that they do, they've started to do with their previous couple of albums. So in 2007, before In Rainbows, they did Zerbius Zendless Limited. And then before The King of Limbs, they did Ticker Tape Limited.
Right.
So before this new album is coming out, which, I mean, they're kind of touring and gigging and stuff in May. So we're assuming it's got to be in the next 6 weeks.
So what's the purpose of the company? What is that?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, Ticker Tape is the name of their own record label.
Yeah.
We think it's just some sort of cryptic kind of signpost that they leave out for the fans.
I see.
To get people excited, get people buzzing.
It's not made me buzz, if I'm honest.
No.
No, the knowledge, it's just a company being set up. That's just admin. Exactly. That's not cool. It's just an unnecessary admin.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
this
tax
is
code.
All they've done is create work for themselves, haven't they? Because Thom Yorke now, right, presumably is the director of up to 3 or 4 companies. And that is a lot. I mean, that you've got to file that at company's house.
Yeah.
For starting, you've got to do your accounts and your VAT.
Yeah, it could be a nightmare, couldn't it? Yeah.
You know, he hasn't thought that through.
No. But they see, what I'm getting concerned about is, so in Rainbows, they said, pay what you want. So that was their thing for the album. King of Limbs was, we'll just drop it. No one will know about it.
Fine.
And then everyone's fine. For this one, I'm getting concerned that they want to innovate again. And because it's getting so close to the concert season, the festival season, there's no word about it apart from this company. I'm getting concerned that it's only going to be a live album, that you're only going to be able to hear it. If you go to a gig. Do you see what I'm saying?
Do you think that's the way forward? Well,
I don't know.
It is interesting
that's
you should
very
say
radio.
That. Because as Talk Radio's head of music, I can tell you that, and this is knowledge I have, no one makes music and money out of music on recordings anymore.
No, of course.
It's all about the live gigs, right?
Yeah.
So it would make sense for them to innovate, you're right. I mean, Radiohead, you know, it's one man's innovation, another man's pretentious crap, right? But I see what they're doing, and you're right. Maybe
it's the next step.
You can't buy albums, but that sometimes you're in a mood for an album, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you know, sometimes I want to listen to Saxon's Wheels of Steel, right? It's just me, isn't it?
Yes.
But sometimes, but think about that. If what would happen?
Yeah.
Is that I'd have to go and find the original members of Saxon.
Right, yeah.
Persuade them to reform.
Yeah.
And come together. And then just play that for me in my lounge. Because there was no way to album... This is a stupid idea, right?
Radiohead are idiots.
So then I thought, well, okay, fine. We'll go on to a review, I think, next. Because that's enough about Radiohead. I got distressed on Friday, and so I just thought, just leave it. Leave it for now. But I'm hoping that an album will come out in the next few weeks. That's what I'm thinking.
Can you do a shout into Radiohead?
Yeah. Okay. So,
let's review something!
Right. Last Friday, 18th of March, I think that's a Friday, Primal Scream released their album Chaos Moses. Now, they're a band that's been going for 30-odd years. So I had a listen, and as you would expect, for a band that's been going for 30-odd years, it's very polished, very oiled, very slick. But that's pretty much it. It's kind of a bit soulless.
Should we have a listen to a bit of it?
Yeah, so this is actually the lead single from the album, and it's Where the Light Gets In, featuring the vocal talents of Sky Ferreira.
Okay, the noise of Primal... That faded well. The noise of Primal Scream!
Primal Scream there. Where the Light Gets In from their new album, Chaos Moses. So, yeah, I had a listen, and I really wasn't fussed about it at all. It's kind of a bit soulless, a bit sort of shiny, a bit sort of, you know, surface-level stuff.
What are you making a face for, Cornelius?
I love Primal Scream. I haven't heard the new album yet.
Well, then,
I'm sure.
That's the point he's making!
Yeah, I know. I really like that single.
You can't review something you haven't heard.
I really like that single, though. I've heard that single a lot, and I really like it.
I like Magnum from the 80s.
Stop talking about weird bands.
But I mean, On a Storyteller's Night is a classic work of the new wave of British heavy metal. But the recent stuff that I haven't heard, I imagine it's rubbish.
Maybe.
Saxon's work isn't as good as it used to be.
Primal Scream's former album that they did in 2013.
Great stuff.
Yeah, really good.
And I'm not really very familiar with Primal Scream. I kind of know Screamadelica. And I listened to More Light, which came out in 2013.
Screamadelica,
that's the one. See, that shows how much this actually hurts.
It came out a lot longer ago, didn't it? It was re-released in 2013.
It's a reissue. Incidentally, by the way, when Aidan's earlier used the word dropped, right? I don't know whether you heard him say that.
What?
He said Radiohead's album dropped. They just dropped it, you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right? And by that, right, because he's a youngster, what he means is, so we're clear, is that they put it out there. They released it.
Wow.
It's the kids talking.
That's, and you have to know this terminology as head of music.
Music at Talk Radio.
Yeah.
But it didn't mean they dropped it as in they didn't do it anymore. You know, what happens with people like Aidan, right, who's 12, what happens now is they take words, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they use them in the wrong context to confuse us all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So when something nowadays, and I'm right, Aidan, back me up on this, when something is sick, what is it?
It's ill. It's unwell.
No, it's good, isn't it?
Sorry.
That's what I mean. You see, in your language, that I don't speak, it means something is... good, right?
People go,
yeah, that's sick.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that means that, you know, it's wrong. Like, you know, it's bad.
Okay. I've just come back into the studio. I've been out for only 5 minutes, and already you're doing youth slang like a granddad. What's happened?
I was explaining, right, to listeners, right? Because it's Talk Radio. We don't yet know who's listening to this, right? Because it's a new station.
Could just all be the youths, John.
Yeah,
you might be preaching to the choir.
There could be sort of, you know, a couple of thousand Aidens out there listening to this.
This is absolutely fine, right? Everyone welcome. That's fine, but just in case, I thought it was necessary to drop that in, by which I mean release that out there.
Yeah,
not
to publish your song.
Yeah,
publish your information to the
world,
music press.
Yes.
It's going well, isn't it, John?
Yeah, Primal Scream's rubbish. Next.
So, shall I have a chat maybe about Biffy Clyro?
I am interested in.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, yesterday, also, they announced the new album that they're going to release on 8th of July on Warner Brothers Records, Ellipsis. And they also coincided this announcement with a new single, Wolves of Winter, which I believe we also have a clip for. How's it going to feel when there's no one to support you? You're standing there alone. You are no exception. There are no emotions. Justify your reason.
It is brand new. It is from Biffy Clyro. It's called Wolves of Winter. It's from the album. What was it called, the album?
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis. Yeah. Well, look, I'll be honest. Yeah. It's, you know, you had me at Biffy Clyro.
Right.
You know, I'm
you a fan?
Yes, I am. As head of music, I'm a fan of Biffy Clyro. I am a fan of Biffy Clyro. I've interviewed Biffy Clyro quite a few times. And they're A, lovely. Mm-hmm. B, I admire their work.
Right.
And see live, one of the best live bands you'll see. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about Ellipsis.
Well,
you haven't heard the whole album.
No, yeah. But the song, I mean, you know, as we heard there, it was kind of very Scottish, very loud, very riffy. And this, it's kind of, I'd say, a bit underwhelming. I'm really sorry.
Really?
It's in a weird time signature as well. It's all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some music facts for you there. You just look at me blankly.
No.
I'm
the head of music, and I know, but I'm about to explain that.
What time signature is it in?
4:42.
Wrong station, mate. Get across the room.
It's in a football time signature.
Next door.
It's been arranged in that by the manager of Biffy Clyro, who thought it would play better if he arranged it 4:42.
I love that what you've done is drop from one area of complete lack of knowledge into another area where you know nothing about. Like, if I pressed you on 4-4-2 formations, you know nothing.
Now, when he said drop there, he meant the other meaning of drop, in that I fell into an area of my lack of knowledge.
Like a well.
I didn't release my lack of knowledge. Yeah. Although I also did that simultaneously. So perhaps that word there has two meanings. Now, I was going to explain that time signature, you know, used to mean one thing. And now the kids say it, and it means very different things now. hey, Aidan, do a shout into a time signature.
6-8.
Okay, fine. Good.
So
you're not liking Biffy Clyro?
Well, no, it was all right. It was all right. I mean,
you said underwhelming.
Yeah, well, it kind of was. So when Only Revolutions came out, which is a long time, 7 years ago now, so it's not really new music, 2009, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And then they released another one, 2013, can't remember the name of it, but it's a double album, too long, it's a load of nonsense, really.
You see what I mean, the kids today, you see, this is like attention span of nothing. I mean, this double album is far too long. I mean, what?
So what I'm thinking with this, even though this song is underwhelming, they might do like a triple album next. So that will only be one song in like 30. So I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to hold out, you know, too many
prejudices. I think Biffy Clyro, just to spite you, right, should bring out a gatefold album with 30 sides. That's right, kids, sides.
Right. Will it be LP, John?
Yeah.
What speed will it be at?
38. 33. Come on, I'm not an idiot.
They're playing Reading and Leeds. They're headlining as well this year.
Yes,
aren't they
are indeed.
Which
yeah,
I mention in case they might send us free tickets.
There we go. There'll be more music reviews. I know. Hold yourself back. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. 2:20. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. And you can expect the same great prices and service with the all-new Selco Tool and Plant Hire Service. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Repeat after me, I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear...
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear...
...to apply for the marriage allowance tax break...
...to apply for the marriage allowance tax break...
...and save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
On the M1, it's looking very busy southbound because the lane's closed off because of an accident between 23A, A42 and 23 for the Loughborough turn off. The hard shoulder and lane 1 of 3 are closed off. M54, there's one lane closed off there between 2 Wolverhampton and 3 Albrighton because of the barrier repair work from the accident earlier this morning. And South M6, a breakdown closes a lane between 15 at the A500 and junction 14, the Stafford North turn off. On the A14 spur road through Cambridge here, an accident also closes the road between the A1 and the Spittles interchange. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Hey, terms and conditions, man, you seem a little stressed.
I am. My motor is due its MOT and it needs new tyres, bulbs and wipers and all sorts of other terms and conditions apply.
Have a peek on eBay. You'll definitely be able to find the right part for your motor. What they don't have isn't worth having and it's a bargain too.
Really? Is it participating stores only?
It's on the web. It means you can chill out. You do come across as a bit uptight.
Okay, great. Please remember they're all parts of my motor and Nodding Dogs within my vehicle are mine and I reserve all rights.
All right.
Whatever you need for your MOT, you'll always find the right part on eBay. Visit eBay today.
Terms and conditions apply.
No, they don't.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:24, good afternoon. It is Tuesday, day 2 of Talk Radio, and already the microphones are broken. However, let's hope they're working well enough for Cornelius to get through some of the text. Now, this morning, God, I don't keep doing that, don't I?
It's this afternoon. We don't do breakfast
this
anymore.
This morning, I did a breakfast show before this, Aidan, and that's why.
You're a robot.
That's why it's going. I don't know what I'm doing. This afternoon, thank you. Doesn't trip off the tongue as well, the word afternoon, to me. You just go, this morning, this afternoon, it's got too many. Mm. Inward, shout into the afternoon, Aidan. Con has got some of your texts that have been coming in for these afternoons, thank you. Text in, which was, of course, birds and anatomy. Ask me why.
Why?
Because earlier we had to find the direct opposite news story to the terrible events that have been happening elsewhere in the world. Mm. And the direct opposite, I'm telling you this, Aidan, the direct opposite news story to the terrible one that's happening in the world is a raven in Sussex that can say arse.
Right, really?
Okay. Yeah, that's the direct opposite. So we had to find, that was the news story we went for.
Okay.
I think everyone agrees the coverage, our coverage of that, was award-winning.
Groundbreaking.
I think LBC have done that as well. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
They led on it. Yeah. Will you give us some of the texts that have come in, please, Colin?
Yes, sir.
Like the lady in the booth on the right stuff.
Yeah, sort of. Mary's tweeted, hashtag birds anatomy. McClaw. We've also had Scott with a glove bird, which is sort of not right in any way.
Well, glove is a...
Glove isn't part of your body.
No, well done. Well done for reading that one out. Great, good work.
Also, someone's added me on Facebook already.
Okay, fine.
A man called David White.
Good. Talk Radio, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. We are Midst Music Review. It's the Work Experience Review. Every day we are road testing the pundits of the future for you. Because the obvious ones turn up on all radio stations, aren't they, saying the same thing over and over again. So we are road testing pundits of the future. Today it's Aidan. He is a student at...
King's College London. Shout out to King's College London.
Stop shouting out. Do you... what do you study?
History.
So this is obvious career path.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
All right. So he's reviewing music for us. It's his work experience. First day on the job reviewing music. We've already slagged off Radiohead, Primal Scream, bigged up Biffy Clyro a bit, although Aidan thought it was underwhelming. Finally, what have you got?
Sia. Are we familiar with Sia? Yeah. No. Okay.
I don't know what you just said.
Sia. S-I-A.
No, right, fine, yeah.
So she has released a music video yesterday as well, so we're really up to date for the second single from her January 9th, 2016 album, okay. This Is Acting.
Let's have a listen. Baby, stop this immediately. Stop this immediately. That's absolutely appalling.
John's loving it. You're
what
loving it in the studio.
The bloody hell was that, Aidan? Why
thrills.
Have you brought that in here? I'm the head of music.
I see ya. It's a good tune. I think it's a
what's wrong with you?
Anyway, the point is not about the song, it's about the music video, which was released yesterday. And so Sia's been doing this ongoing kind of collaboration with the 13-year-old dancer Maddie Ziegler, who popped up in a variety of songs. Of song
you're
videos
just saying words now.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's good.
She's really
she's
good at dancing.
Yeah. So she was in the video for Chandelier, Big Girls Cry, and the other one with Sheila LaBeouf.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw that one. They were like dancing around.
That's French. That's Shia the Beef.
Pretty much.
To translate that into British.
Then I don't usually care for music videos that much, but I watched it and it was pretty good. The dance was nice, very sort of fun and good song as well. And yeah,
you know it's the radio, don't
yes.
you? You're aware that it's not that much of a visual medium.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay, so basically the video is that there's kind of Sia is in the background in the corner of the stage.
No, I was just saying it was a stupid thing to bring in as a...
I'm going to finish. So she was there in the corner. She's singing the song kind of in shadow, and then there's like this purple backdrop, and then there's three dancers, one of the which is Maddie Ziegler, 13 years old, very good. And she's kind of...
What is she? Where's she from?
She's American. She's on a telly show, and she's like a model and dancer. And they do this kind of quite fun, quite quirky choreography song. And then it finishes, and it was, yeah, it's good video. You should check it out.
What you have to do to finish, right, is... now, ordinarily in reviews like this, each one has to be rated out of 10.
Yeah, okay.
As you know. Yeah. But what we're doing is just an average for all of them.
An average.
So you just
average
put out of
10.
All of them together, right, just an average number.
Okay. 6.38.
Okay, good. Okay. And in terms of your own performance,
fantastic 10.
That is Aidan. He is our work experience reviewer of today. He was doing music. Will you come back, Aidan? You do some
I'd love to.
Excellent stuff. All right. So that is we'll have another work experience review tomorrow on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. The news with Tim is next.
Talk Radio.
At least 34 people are feared to have been killed after two explosions at Brussels Airport and another at a metro station in the Belgian capital. According to local media reports, shots were fired and words shouted in Arabic before one of the explosions at the airport. Police reportedly recovered a Kalashnikov assault rifle next to a dead attacker. Sharm Bartlett was at the airport when the explosion went off.
Screaming, shouting, and then I ran out and looking for my partner. And could see everybody was in absolute panic, screaming, bomb, bomb, bomb.
Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel has described it as a black moment for his country. Footage from the airport shows a smoky terminal interior and people fleeing in shock. At least one British person was among those injured. Here, David Cameron's chaired an emergency COBRA meeting. London Mayor Boris Johnson was there.
We have no intelligence that suggests there's any imminent plan against this city. We are stepping up a presence at transport hubs and at major airports, but that is purely for the purpose of reassurance and doesn't reflect any intelligence that we have about a threat to London.
Meanwhile, holiday firm Thomas Cook says British tourists are delaying booking their holidays because of fears of terrorist attacks overseas. It says the number of summer trips it sold for 2016 is down by 2% on last year. The company's seen significantly lower bookings for Turkey, but they've been offset by a rising demand for trips to the Western Mediterranean, the US and Cuba. Shares in Sports Direct have dropped by 9% after its founder Mike Ashley admitted the group was in trouble and will see profits fall this year. He's blamed MPs for creating negative publicity that's hit the group's performance. Mr. Ashley has refused to be questioned in Parliament about working conditions at the company, which has around 400 UK stores. The weather, some rain expected in Scotland, but otherwise it's dry with some good spells of sunshine this afternoon and a high of 12 degrees.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalized afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So you are listening with your human ears to Talk Radio. It is brand new for the afternoons, and here's a brand new feature where we find out just who has done what for whom in something we're calling Tradesman's Entrance. So it is Tradesman's Entrance, it is Talk Radio, and if you are a tradesperson and you have plied slash plied your trade for a well-known celebrity of any kind, then we do want to hear from you. 87222, the word talk, followed by your message. We will, of course, get in touch with you and call you back. So this is how it's going to work, okay? So there's our first tradesman is on the line now. I mean, maybe, I don't know, you once did the MOT on Linda Lusardi's car, fiddled around under her bonnet. Maybe you, I don't know, laid a cable in Gillian Anderson's lounge. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you if you've ever plied your trade, whatever that trade might be. You could work in a shop, you could work in a garage, I don't mind what it is. We want to hear from you. 87222, the word talk, followed by your message. Someone who's done exactly that this morning is on the telephone now. I think he's called John. Johnny or John? Which one of those are you?
I am John.
John will do fine. I am also John. This will be confusing. So, welcome, obviously, to Talk Radio.
Thank you.
In the afternoon. You are our first tradesman in Tradesman's Entrance. Now, how it's going to work, John, is this. We'll find out what you do, find out a little bit about you. But then, apparently, what has to happen is I've got to try and guess the celebrity that you plead your trade for.
Okay.
So I'll have 1 minute to do it. And I will ask you a series of questions to which you must answer yes or no. And from that, I will attempt to guess the celebrity. I will, of course, stand no chance whatsoever because I've got nothing to go on. That's crucial.
Excellent.
So, first of all, John, where are you, first of all? Where do we find you?
I am in Chicksbury in Gloucestershire.
Excellent. Good start. So that might give me a clue as to what the celebrity might... Because they might live near there. I don't know. I am allowed to know your trade...
Okay.
What is your trade?
I am a window fitter.
A window fitter. And how long have you been fitting windows?
8 years.
8 years. So you are, I would say, a high-level window fitter. Is that fair to say?
I'd say so, yeah, I'd say so.
Good. And what's the biggest window you've ever fit? While you're thinking, this is how you do interviewing, Con.
Okay.
Just watch and you're the paid intern. Watch and learn how I skillfully draw information out of the interviewee.
Sure.
Back to the interview.
Very good. Yeah, probably about 3 metre by 2 metre window. It's quite a big one.
That's a strong window. That is a strong window.
Not on my own, obviously. I'm not Superman.
No.
I'm a human.
No. How many men does it take to fit a window?
That sounds like a really bad joke. There's normally two, but of a window of that size, you're probably looking at about four.
Four man window.
Four good men.
That's a very. But don't be sexy. Are there women window fitters, John?
No.
Okay. And if they are, and the heads of tennis are in charge, they'd be paid less.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and you've been fitting. I mean, does it take long to train to become a window fitter? John?
Not really.
Okay, fine.
It's not that hard.
Okay. So what you're saying is you've got a skill that's of no skill whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, well, let's see if we cannot find out which celebrity... I mean, is this the only celebrity you've ever fit a window for, or have there been many?
It's the only one.
Okay.
It's the only one.
Okay, great. Yeah. So what we're going to do... and was it in the Gloucestershire area?
Cotswolds area.
Cotswolds
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
That's like catnip to celebrities there, isn't it?
Exactly,
it's very
yeah.
nice there. And what sort of, just give me an insight, what sort of window was it that you did fit for the celebrity?
It was a, what kind of window was it? I think it was a sash box window, actually. There's a couple of them.
A couple of sash box windows for a celebrity
yeah.
In the Cotswolds. That's yeah. what I've got to go on.
I can't remember reading about box windows being installed at a celebrity's house in the mags.
No.
It wasn't in Grazia.
No.
So let's see if I can guess who it is. I've got 1 minute. Yes or no answers from you, John. Let's start the clock. First question. Is it a man one? Is it a man?
No.
No. Ooh. Question two. Is it a woman?
Yes.
Yes. Has this person ever been in trouble for historical offences?
No.
Okay. Has this person got letters after their name?
Oh. No.
Right. Has this person got letters in their name?
Yes.
Oh.
Next question. What's the fastest land mammal?
It's not this person, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm just asking your general knowledge.
The fastest, it's a cheetah, isn't it?
Is the right answer.
Excellent,
this,
thank you.
10 seconds.
Is this person on television?
Yes.
Is this person a nice person? That rules out him, him,
yeah.
him, and David Walliams. The time is up. Michael Jackson?
It's a woman. Remember?
Yeah. Is it Michelle Obama?
No.
Right.
No.
Damn. Okay. Who was it that you did fit a window for?
It was Sue Barker.
That was the next one I was going to say! Sue Barker! It was Sue Barker.
From Wimbledon, yeah. from tennis.
From tennis, who isn't paid as much
from
as the
tennis,
men.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she could even afford a window. How much did
I know.
How much did the windows cost?
I don't know, there were a few grand.
Is the is a man tennis player, as we know, paid more, because this is in the news, isn't it? Paid more,
mm-hmm.
would afford a more expensive window than Sue Barker could? Given the discrepancy in the wages there. I'm just speculating. I don't really know what I'm talking about. What's Sue Barker like?
Not as nice as you'd think.
Yeah. That's a shock.
No, I mean, she's all right, but obviously on the show she just flirts with Dawson and Tuffers. I didn't get any of that, to be honest.
That's hot.
Maybe you're not as much of a looker as them. Is that the thing? I don't know.
You're right, mate. Yeah.
Okay, fine. So did give us a little insight into Sue Barker's house. What's it like?
It's very, very nice, very, very clean, very big.
Yeah.
She didn't make a cup of tea.
She didn't make you a cup of tea?
No, to be fair, she just showed us where the windows were.
Yeah.
And when we sat about our ways, she went off to do some Sue Barkering and then she came back and we'd finished.
Did she have a tennis court?
She did. She did, yeah, she did.
Sorry, she did. I'd hope that she would.
Yeah,
yeah.
Smaller than the men's one.
Did she have a swimming pool?
No.
Good.
No.
Good, it'll make sense.
What?
I'm glad.
Good. Sue Barker, we now know, won't make you tea. Did she tip you? Did she tip you?
She didn't tip. Oh, she paid a lot for the windows, to be honest.
Yeah.
But no, she didn't tip.
What's the markup on a window?
What, for tipping?
Well, just generally. I mean, do you the markup on a window costs what at trade and what for, you know, it's far less, fewer, than you asked Sue Barker to pay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you fleece Barker?
No. Definitely not.
Good answer.
Definitely not.
And if I want a window installed, John, where should I go?
You should go to Alan Al Windows.
Thank you very much, based in Gloucestershire. That's there he is. Okay. Window Indeed. Fitter to the star. Well, Sue Barker.
To the star.
Indeed.
Listen, John, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for being our first tradesman on Tradesman's Entrance. Stop now. It's over to you. Are you a tradesperson? It's tradesman's entrance. It can be a tradeswoman. I don't mind. I'm not like a tennis executive. I'm not sexist. So, tradesperson.
celebrity, have you ever plied your trade in or around one? It can be anything you like. Maybe you work in a shop and serve them. Maybe you work behind a bar. Maybe you're a waiter or waitress. It doesn't matter. Maybe you built them a conservatory. Maybe you installed a shower for Demis Roussos. It's unlikely he's dead. But anyway, we want to hear from you. 87222. The word talk and your message. We will call you back to set it up. 87222, the word talk and your message. It's Talk Radio, Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online, and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M1, it's looking very busy southbound because the lane's closed off because of an accident between 23A, A42 and 23 for the Loughborough turn off. The hard shoulder and lane 1 of 3 are closed off. M54, there's one lane closed off there between 2 for Wolverhampton and 3 for Brighton because of the barrier repair work from the accident earlier this morning. And South M6, a breakdown closes a lane between 15 at the A500 and junction 14, the Stafford North turn off. On the A14 spur road through Cambridgeshire, an accident also closes the road between the A1 and the Spittles interchange. I'm Lucia Clifford.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is coming up to 3:15. You are listening to Talk Radio. It is a brand new radio station for Britain, for the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, possibly Southern Ireland as well. I haven't checked, but I'm just going to assume. So, we're available, obviously, on digital. On the modern app that there is, and other things, and communicating via modern things, I can tell you our texts and tweets for today's text and tweet thing. Tweet is appropriate, actually, isn't it? Because due to the fact that there's a raven in Sussex that can say arse, it's the big story that everyone's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Sky are covering this, rolling non-stop. We have a texting of birds and anatomy, and you know, most of the ones that are coming in, I'm going to be honest with you, are appalling. But let's find out if that's improved by going over to the booth where our assistant, like on the, have you ever seen The Right Stuff on Channel 5, when Matthew Wright throws to the girl, for some reason there's always a girl with a headset who reads some things off a computer, the equivalent to the Debbie McGee to my Paul Daniels. Mm-hmm. Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi. Paid intern Cornelius has some of your texts and your bird tweets.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a tweet in from Dean who said, Paracheek. Paracheek.
Yeah.
Good work, Dean. Yes. And Ali's come in
don't
with...
you don't need to comment on them. That's not your job.
Okay, sorry.
You just need to read them out and get off.
And Ali has said, Hairon.
So 87222, if you like to you know, waste everybody's time by sending in bird and anatomy puns, text the word talk followed by your bird and anatomy pun. You can also use Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio. You can probably face buzz it or something as well. 2:46 then, and well, let's talk really boring corporate dull meetings. We'll So, as you'd expect, after yesterday's brand new Talk Radio afternoon show with me, John Holmes, this morning I spent quite a lot of time in the boss's office. If you look... If you heard the show yesterday, you know, I'll let you randomly text in your guesses as to why you thought that might have happened. 87222 at Talk Radio for why I might have been called into the boss's office following yesterday's show. However, the thing about those meetings, when you... he's called Denny, by the way. He had Lorry with him, so I knew it was going to be trouble. So you get called into these meetings, but what happens is, because they're management, right? It's management. And so what they do, they've been on several courses. They spend a lot of time watching PowerPoint presentations and learning, you know, how to speak in stupid phrases. So... this isn't just, I mean, this isn't here. This is, I'm not singling them out. I am saying that this happens in every boss, in every office worldwide. I am talking about those phrases that annoy the hell out of you, because what they are corporate guff speak. Now, you know the kind of things I'm talking about, and I'll give you some examples, right? So this is the sort of thing. You know when you go, and this can be in any career, any job you've got, you'll always get someone who talks... You know, sort of go, right, yeah, let's, I think we should quickly impact vertical markets vis-a-vis enterprise-wide benefits. You know, we should go after the goal-oriented communities. That, you know, that sort of thing that means absolutely nothing, yet gets said in every single meeting by Git. I'm not calling you a Git, Denny, nor you, Lorry, by the way, they're very important. Distancing you from them, right? They're worse. Right. Okay, so, like, why don't we, you know, I think we need something like to mirror the brainchild of our creative niche, yeah? You know the kind of thing... I mean, you've been in the meetings.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, guys, should we put the key in and turn on the engine to the motivation tractor?
Yeah, exactly that sort of thing, right? So it's just really irritating phrases, right? So, okay, guys, why don't we sit down for a moment and, like, rocket the salad on that? That sort of thing. That's what they say. This is what I'm going to propose. Okay, it's that we create our own database of these phrases. All right, and we're going to need your help to do this, of course. 87222 or at Talk Radio on Twitter with those phrases that make you want to kill that get said in meetings. You know, the sort of right. Okay, right.
Start your word. With the word talk on text messages.
All right, Mr. Stickler for the rules.
Someone's just whispered it in my ear, so...
All right, God, you're as bad as they are. Out there.
Yeah, the blotter doctors out there.
Oh, yeah, like, okay, right, start your text with the word talk, and on it, I only want ideas that are amphibious. Go!
What? Nonsense.
Okay, guy, you know, it happens in all, like... Right, okay, guess you've got to guess the... Guess the occupation. Right, guys, this horizontal display artifice goes live to dialogue at 9 a.m.
Retail.
Correct.
Yes, I've worked in retail.
Come on.
Visual merchandising, guys. We got to get it right.
Like, I don't want to drill down the whole department over in-house core competency and thus implement a blame storm vis-a-vis the rolling out of product. But which one of you has been putting two gherkins instead of one in the double whoppers?
That sort of thing. It's that, isn't it?
That's what the people say in the meetings. Yeah. The people in the so listen, we want your examples, please, of corporate guff speak. Okay, 87222. Start your message what?
With the word talk.
Start your message with the word talk, and then send your examples of this to 87222. You can do it at Talk Radio on Twitter, of course. Okay, guys, so I think what we should do now is get out the decision sniper, right? Snipe a couple of decisions off. Right, so what we're going to do as well, I've just decided to do this, right? So what we're going to take Producer Dave's out there in the booth, you know, outside through the glass, I don't know, producing or something. Dave, do you want to come in here?
Come in.
So he's just coming in now. Because I've got an idea. Now, Dave... has to go to these meetings as well, like I do, because he's like a producer. Hi, Dave. Hi. Hi, Dave.
What do you want?
So, I've had a thought.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
I don't know whether you were out there listening to the show at all.
No, I mean, very much so, John.
You weren't, were you?
I was. Yeah, you said something controversial, and then... made a fart noise, I don't know.
I didn't do any of those things. Someone yesterday texted in saying, I'm not listening to this, it's all childish fart noises. There wasn't one.
No.
Oh, come on.
Too tempting now. Now I know someone hates it.
Anyway, so what we're going to do, we're going to pick an example of this corporate horror speak. Right, and you know the meetings that you have to go to?
Yes.
With bosses and stuff?
Yeah.
And you have to, is it a daily one that you have to have?
An hour?
Yeah. What happens at them?
We just have a chat about you, really. It's a bit like when you know, it's a bit, I'd liken it to parents' evening. So we're basically both just talking about how we can keep you in line and make sure you do your homework.
How's he getting on? Well, you know, he's improved. Yeah. He's improved after yesterday, because that thing we told him he can't say anymore, he's not said it today. I haven't either.
No.
Oh, I'm listening. So here's what you're going to do at your next meeting, right? And you're going to have to record this meeting on your phone. So we can play it out tomorrow, because I know you'll have a meeting after this.
Okay.
Right? Is you have to drop in one of these examples of terrible corporate arse speak into the meeting. Just throw it in there, right? Just drop it in.
Aww.
In the meeting, and then just record what happens, just to see if anyone notices. My money's on that they won't, because they're management and they expect it.
Okay. But that's except for me, though. I don't use big words.
Well, this is why it might be interesting. Yeah. You know, I want, you know, we're going to, I mean, look, send one in for Dave to say, all right? We'll pick one out of the many that are already coming in, right? We've already had stuff like, I mean, the obvious ones, like, right, let's make that actionable. You know, that, I mean, that's hateful, but sort of standard. But we don't mind if you go kind of weird with these, obviously. Guys, 11 a.m. tomorrow, in the conference room, mustard cutting session.
How am I going to feasibly get that into a radio production meeting?
You'll
especially when I'm already in the meeting. I can't call a meeting.
You'll have to paddle on both sides, won't you?
You've got to... why don't you suggest a captive lunch?
I don't even know what that is.
Right, OK, keep them coming in. 87222, the word talk and the message. And we'll get one for producer Dave to have to say in the meeting tomorrow, or after the show, whenever it is. When we record it, we'll play it out tomorrow. And you listen to Talk Radio, it's coming up to 5 to 3.
She's the fearless first lady of football whose drive and determination have taken her to the very top. She's a CBE, the vice chairman of West Ham United, and Lord Sugar's right-hand woman. She's the baroness who represents the best of British business. She's Karen Brady. And this Sunday morning from 11, she reveals the secrets of her success to Eamon Holmes, exclusively on Talk Radio. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Karen Brady, this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Today we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace and Tim Smith, and here they come with Factoids. First of all, Janie.
On a clear night in the Northern Hemisphere, the naked eye can discern 5,000 sick pets.
Oh. Purist Italian chefs have been silenced by a council which has banned them from playing their cheese trumpets.
In some parts of Saudi Arabia, there are solar-powered guinea pigs in the desert.
No word in the English language rhymes with bell pepper, clowns, or Janie Lee Grace.
Or pineapple.
Or pineapple.
If you got yourself a yacht,
chicken
yacht, you could go all the way around the globe without stopping or hitting the rear of the eyeball.
Like this? Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and speak.
Yeah. We can't top that.
Anchovy bandit.
Fair enough.
Factoids.
It is just gone 5 to 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme, by the way, there will be a mystery voice, I know, competition and a diversity paper review. Details of that coming up. For now, though, we have to pick a phrase. Thank you for sending them in, by the way, for corporate guff speak that producer Dave, good afternoon, producer Dave.
Hello.
Has to say during a meeting that inevitably, after today's programme, another one he'll have to have with management here. So, many coming in. I mean, other examples, Cornelius, before we get to the winning one, other examples?
Yes, yeah, someone has texted phone shui.
Phone shui.
God.
That's good. Hi, guys. I think we need to... sort of align our thoughts via feng shui.
Oh. Okay, who sent that in?
That was from Thomas.
Nice one, Thomas. Thank you very much. But I think we have a winner. We have a winner. And who's it from, Cornelius?
Simon sent this in.
Where's Simon?
Simon is in Winchester.
Winchester. Simon's in Winchester. Okay, are we ready for this? This is what you're going to have to say. Can we... This is, well, actually, though, this is good. I don't know how you're going to get this in. I genuinely don't know how you're going to get this in, all right? But essentially, you're going to have to say this during that meeting.
Okay.
Let's fly the creation kite across the field of unique.
What?
Yeah. You've got to get that into the meeting. You're going to, I know you're inevitably going to have with Denny and Laurie, who are the bosses.
Let's do it again.
Let's fly the... you're writing it on your phone.
Yeah.
Let's fly the creation kite.
Let's fly the creation kite.
On the field of unique. And you've got to get that somehow into your meeting later. Just to say, I want to know if they just carry on regardless.
What does it even mean?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. What does any of that stuff mean? But I bet you any money, they just understand it and accept it out there. Because it's the management way.
All right, fine.
So that's what you've got to get in. Record it on your phone, and we'll play it out on the show tomorrow around the same time. You're listening to you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Getting your hands on a shiny Olympic gold medal takes years of focus, training and dedication. Fortunately, getting your hands on a shiny low-mileage nearly new car at Motorpoint is a lot easier and quicker, with most cars available to drive away the same day. Take this 15-plate Vauxhall Astra 1.4 SRI with the balance of the manufacturer's warranty for under £9,000. That's less than half the new list price. Search over 5,000 cars from 35 manufacturers at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
And we're just about to kick off.
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable.
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It is Talk Radio. It's exactly 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, John. Coming up, the latest on the bomb attacks in Brussels. Heartbreak for a Scottish family. And was the 2006 World Cup awarded fairly?
Talk Radio.
At least 34 people are feared to have been killed after two explosions at Brussels Airport and another at a metro station in the Belgian capital. According to local media reports, shots were fired and words shouted in Arabic before one of the explosions at the airport. Luke had just checked in for a flight to Dublin.
Fantastic. There was officials telling everyone to run to the back of the gate because apparently there was a bomb that was about to go off or that had just been, that had just went off. So there was about 50, 100, 150 people all at once that were scrambling towards the back.
Police reportedly recovered a Kalashnikov assault rifle next to a dead attacker and an unexploded bomb belt. French President Francois Hollande says Europe is being divided by terrorism and the war against it needs to be fought in every way possible.
A war against terrorism is now being fought by all of Europe, and this is a war that is necessary. And we need to make sure that all our decisions are effective and are taken on an international level.
At the last count, 200 people have been injured. Marianne is in Brussels and shocked by what's happened.
Why? I really don't understand why this is all happening. And it's scary. And there's quite a lot of police, you know, in Brussels. So I can't believe it's because we don't take the necessary measures. I think it's partly bad luck.
Eurostar services to Brussels have been cancelled. Meanwhile, the Home Office says it's increasing checks on vehicles coming in from France and Belgium. Sniffer dogs have been deployed at key hubs, including London St Pancras Airport and the Port of Dover. That's London St Pancras Railway Station. The Belgian flag has been raised over Downing Street. Meanwhile, a group of Britons are in Brussels for an official tour of the European Parliament, have accused the budget airline Ryanair of absolutely atrocious customer service after being told it would cost them around £6,000 to fly home early in the wake of the attacks. Other news this afternoon, police say a body found in Clydebank is that of missing 15-year-old Paige Doherty. Officers say the death is being treated as suspicious. The FBI says it may be able to crack into the iPhone of one of the two people responsible for a mass shooting in California without the help of Apple. 14 people died in San Bernardino in December. A US court hearing was due to decide whether Apple should be forced to comply, but that's now been postponed. The company's always refused to unlock the phone, with Chief Executive Tim Cook urging it would set a dangerous precedent.
This is an issue that impacts all of us, and we will not shrink from this responsibility.
FIFA's Ethics Committee has opened formal proceedings regarding Germany being awarded the 2006 World Cup. Among the individuals being investigated are Franz Beckenbauer, the former World Cup winning player and manager.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some rain is expected for parts of Scotland this afternoon, but otherwise it's mainly dry and some good spells of sunshine around, a high of 12 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester City have been included in a pre-season event which contains some of the giants of world football. The Barclays Premier League leaders will play in the International Champions Cup, where they'll have games with Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain and Celtic. The Cup is a series of friendlies played on four different continents, with the likes of AC Milan, Real Madrid and Liverpool also involved. On to cricket, and England's women are well placed to move into the semi-finals of their World 2020 tournament. They've gone on to record two wins out of two in the group stage after beating hosts India by two wickets. A victory target of 91 was achieved with an over to spare. Heather Knight took three wickets for 15 runs.
I always thought we were going to win. I think there's a lot of belief in that dressing room, and sort of we battled the way down to 11, and sort of the players coming in, we knew they could do the job.
And in the men's tournament, New Zealand were 81 for 2 after 10 overs. That's in their Group 2 game against Pakistan. That's your sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So here we go then, into the final hour of your brand new afternoon show. It is Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio, for reasons no one has fathomed. I'm just assuming they couldn't decide. And this is where afternoons on radio are not like other afternoons on other radios. I am John Holmes, and we're looking at the news. The headline this afternoon, Ian Duncan Smith's opinions have quit after describing him as hypocritical. So this is Ian Duncan Smith's conscience that's quit Ian Duncan Smith after describing him. Thus, the former Work and Pension Secretary's ethics and principles wrote a scathing letter saying they could not stand by and watch a man claiming to be standing up for disabled people when in the past he was responsible for demonising those very people by presiding over a system that took money from disability benefits via fraud and false claims. Ian Duncan Smith told his conscience he was disappointed and puzzled that it was quitting him, given that it was his own conscience. But his morality and scruples said that it had simply had enough. Ian Duncan Smith. Smith's conscience will be Julia Hartley Brewer's guest tomorrow on Talk Radio from 10. It is Talk Radio, 6 minutes past 3 o'clock, and it is time for what we like to call, I think it's an original name for this feature, which is The Big Debate. Now, if you're familiar with the tropes of Talk Radio, of any kind, then you'll know that the way it works, it's very simple, the way it works. It's easy, really, because what you do is you get a story out of the news, okay? A big story out of the news, right? To debate on air. And the big story this morning, this afternoon, well, this was the big story this morning, but yeah, we're debating this afternoon, is
you
what
meant
I mean.
To say that, yeah.
I didn't mean to say that, yeah. Didn't make a mistake. We mean to say this story. I'm just being handed it now.
It's a big pile of paper, isn't it?
It is a really big pile of paper. Yeah. It basically says, weather over Easter to be disappointing. That is the big story that we are going to be debating this morning.
I've just got to double check with the bosses that we're okay to do this. It's just quite controversial, isn't it? We don't want to overegg the pudding. Sending an email.
To be honest, you could have done this before. You know.
Look, we could have all done things before.
That would have made the show better, if I'm honest. If we hadn't just done it on air.
It's fine, they say it's all right.
Then it would have been...
It's fine. Just got to double check these things. Editorial standards.
We've never had any of those, Dave. It's the big debate on Talk Radio, this disappointing weather over Easter. It's what everyone's talking about. It's the biggest story in the country today. And so we will be debating it. If you listened yesterday, by the way, the closure of the Severn Tunnel for 6 weeks due to electrification repairs divided the nation. Mm. You remember we had, was it Dan?
Dan from Cardiff.
Dan from Cardiff was very, very angry about tunnels. He wanted them all cemented up. And then Tom was in London, but from Monmouth, wanted more tunnels. Very opposing views. It was exactly how Talk Radio is supposed to work, and it's exactly how it's going to work now in the big debate. I think I'm right in saying that we've got a caller, John. On line one. Is it Philippa?
It's Philippa, John.
Hello, Philippa.
Hello.
Hi, Philippa.
Hello. Hi. Lovely to speak to you. Welcome to Talk Radio. It's lovely to have you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Philippa. Now, listen, this is a big story, of course. Philippa, I know you've got an opinion. What is your opinion?
Well, I mean, sorry, John, I don't think you can really use that phrase, weather is disappointing this week. I mean, how can weather ever be disappointing? The fact that the Earth is able to sustain itself through wind and sun and rain. Mm. I mean, rain is really just God watering his garden, isn't it? So how absolutely suitable for Easter Sunday. So I really do take onus with people saying that weather is disappointing at all.
Okay, right. Just stay on the line, please, Philippa, because I know someone who absolutely loathes weather in all its forms, which is the opposing view to that, which is exactly how you do debate on Talk Radio, is Mark, who is in London. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So listen, Philippa loves weather. You hate weather. What are you going to say to her?
I mean, what a facile argument to say that people like weather. For centuries, the British public have been disappointed by a weather system that has shown nothing but scorn for the average hard-working man of this country. I think it's about time we just get rid of it.
Okay, Philippa, you're listening to that.
Sorry, John. It's ridiculous to weather has given the British man and woman, may I say, person, something to talk about since the beginning of talking. If it wasn't for weather, we would have nothing to speak of.
Mark.
If that sort of argument is the sort of thing that I'm going to have a chat about with a stranger, I don't want to have that conversation.
Is that because you don't like anyone contradicting you? I mean, weather. Did you eat any fruit or vegetables today?
No, I did not. I haven't eaten fruit or vegetables for a very long time. But I will tell you, I like most members of the British public, I do not want wet hair. Right? I don't want chapped lips. I don't want sunburn. I just want to be left alone. If the weather is going to keep impinging on my life, then I say it's about time we had a big canopy put up and we shut it out.
Where would you send
Mark,
the weather?
Sorry,
Philippa. Wait a minute. This debate, you've got to just give each other time to speak. We don't want it's difficult to tell you so much.
Okay, fine.
Just calm down a little bit if you can.
Yeah, sure.
Let's respect each other's opinions. Mark, Philippa's calling you a racist.
I cannot allow that to stand, I'm afraid. If it is racist to say I would like the weather to be sent away from the world, then yes, I suppose I am in terms of a weather racist.
Philippa, he's a weather racist. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that he can actually come to terms with it. I mean, the first step really is acknowledging it, and then maybe we can work with your opinions, Mark. Because without weather, the world does not exist. I mean, this morning I walked my dog, and the sun shone, and his coat was so shiny. And I thought, without the sun, that dog would just have a very bland coat. In many ways, the sun enabled my dog to win several dog shows.
Mark, the weather's good for dogs.
Well, I mean, you want to see the flip side of that. Have a go to Scotland. It is awful.
Philippa, Scotland's awful.
Scotland is one of the most beautiful places where rain and wind allow poets to go and be morose.
It's and minus without, 10
without
in the high of summer.
My love is like a red, red rose. Well, it would become my love is like death. All poems would be about death.
We're hearing this. I mean, I don't know where Philippa's from. I don't know what her agenda is. I presume that she's part of the British weather lobby, whether the Packermack industry...
It's not a lobby to want to save the bees.
The hat industry, is it, Philippa? You work in suntan oil, is it?
Yeah, that's right, yes. I have shares in umbrellas, I suppose you'll say next, Mark.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Straight from her. This is a view we cannot trust. This is the powerful weather lobby.
Mark, what is wrong with investing in something you believe in?
This is the big debate.
The same about offshore wind farms.
Philippa, hang on, just one second. We're listening to the big debate on Talk Radio, in case you wonder. This is the big news today, that a frontal system is bringing wind and rain into this country. How do you feel about that? Into this country from somewhere else.
I think it's good. I think it's mixing it up. You know, we can't just have the same wind. We need different kinds of wind.
Are you saying, Philippa, that you're happy to have foreign weather coming here unchecked?
100%. I don't know why you need to check everything. Why can't we just try things and then see what happens?
To be honest, John, the weather itself doesn't even know what it's doing, does it? I mean, look out your window today.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm looking out the window right now, and I can. I'll be honest with you. There is some weather.
It's cold and it's sunny. Now, what does it want me to do? Dress up warm and wear sunglasses. I'm not going
to
do it.
It's challenging you, Mark. It's challenging you to look at a new way, a different perspective.
It's not even following the limited rules that it's set up for itself.
Remember the song, The Sun Has Got His Hat On, yes? He's got his hat on, even if the sun doesn't know, because the sun is prepared like a good Boy Scout.
This sounds, Philippa, very much like you are part of the hat lobby.
Well,
Philippa, is he on something? Are you part of a lobby that is advocating the use of hats?
It's not a lobby. I mean, I do wish to bring the bird of a hat back into the City of London. I think it's a good sign of a man going about his business. Or woman. I think women look good in bird hats too. But it's not a part of the... I mean, maybe it's combined. I think people look good in hats.
It's a very simple argument, though, isn't it, Mark? Because, you know, she's right. Some people do look good in... Not everyone, admittedly, but people look good in hats. And without weather, we wouldn't need hats.
John, I absolutely agree with that. I am not against hats. I love hats. I'm a big fan.
Do you look good in a hat, Mark?
I think everyone looks good in a hat. But the important thing is they should be free to wear that hat
without... You said not everyone could wear a hat.
Well, this debate could go on and on, couldn't it? I mean, you're listening to the big debate on Talk Radio.
You know what's even worse, John?
Yes, but go on, Mark.
It's weathermen and weather women, weather people.
What's wrong?
Oh, for goodness sake.
You're bringing in weather people into the argument now. I mean, you've made this personal now, Mark.
Yeah, they're guessing at what it's going to be like tomorrow, right? B.
Science, Mark.
What can we do about it?
What do you mean, what can we do? What do you mean? Be prepared.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to bring this to a... This is, you know, it's getting personal now, this debate.
I just want Mark to just say out loud, we need weather.
I'll say this, all weather is bad.
Okay, just in one word, please, each, a final word from each of you. Philippa, a final word.
Dog.
Mark.
Disgrace.
And that is it. There you have it. We end on dog disgrace on Talk Radio for the big debate this afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World and learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better. Sky TV compatible box broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, la, la,
da, with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
So what does a good teacher make?
My teacher makes me want to put my hand up as fast as I can in class.
My teacher makes me believe that I can be the best I really can.
My teacher's made me realise that not all subjects are bad.
Make a difference to thousands of lives, including your own. Tax-free bursaries are available to help you while you train. Teaching. Your future. Their future. Search Change to Teaching. Bursaries subject to eligibility.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Southbound on the M1 as you head through Leicestershire. One lane closed off there because of an accident between 23A, A42 and Junction 23 for Loughborough. So it's very slow there. The hard shoulder and lane 1 of 3 closed off. The A14 westbound is blocked as well because of an accident between Junction 1 at Welford and the M1 at Junction 19. All traffic has been held on that stretch because the air ambulance needs to land. Through the A14, Spur Road, a closure there for accident investigation work between the A1M at Junction 14 and Spittles Way. I'm Lucia Clifford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time. So you just heard the big debate, of course, the story that everybody is talking about this morning, which is that a frontal system might bring disappointing weather to this country for Easter. Very strong opinions on either side there. Philippa, very much for weather, was happy for any kind of weather to come into this country for Easter. From thinks bringing in more weather is diverse. It's what one should aim for. A multicultural weather society. Foreign weather, she said, could come in here. Mark hates all kinds of weather. It's really opened up the debate. It's going crazy on the switchboard, as you'd imagine. And text 87222 for your weather opinions at Talk Radio. Cornelius is in the booth. It's not a booth. He's sitting next to me with all of the texts that are coming in. Con, what have we got?
Yes, John. Lots of varied opinions. Long time texter. First-time listener has said, well, what do you expect from a climate brought up on violent video games and turkey twizzlers?
Absolutely right. Yeah, good point.
Opposing that, Morgan and Wise have said, bring me sunshine all the while. So
yeah, and also in your smile, some people are adding to that. Anything else, or is that the end of it now?
At I'm Not Racist But says, shut the borders, keep the weather out! Ah!
Yeah, right, okay, traditional talk radio opinion there. So, speaking of diversity, as indeed I was, if you're listening this time, ran out this time yesterday, I think. We launched our diversity paper review. Now, other radio stations, yeah, fine, television programmes, whatever, they might well review the papers, that's fine. But you know, they often anger Lenny Henry, don't they? Mm. All of them. And the reason Lenny Henry gets angry is because this, as far as he's concerned, broadcasting is not diverse enough. He's right. He's absolutely right. It isn't. And we need to redress that balance in broadcasting. That is very important. And we are going to do our bit every single day here on brand new Talk Radio Afternoons, where, by the way, I am John Holmes. And we're doing it with our diversity paper review, which means that a minority will be here every day, a different one, reviewing the papers. And that, my friends, is how you make the world a better place. So, Lenny, I hope you're listening. Yesterday, Zena reviewed the papers, and she was black. Today, you're a Des.
I'm a Des.
You're a Des, and you're gay.
Who's a gay?
Excellent. So, we've got today's paper review with Des. Who's a gay? What have you got?
Well, seeing we're starting with the gays, I said we'll start with HIV. And that's because in the Times, on page 4, it says a pill to stop HIV will not get funding. Now, this is to do with what's called PrEP, and it's to stop people from contracting HIV before you have the potential to get it. And
okay.
What's happened basically is NHS England said yesterday that it was not up to them to fund it, and it was going to put the onus on health trusts or local authorities. Now, the Terence Higgins Trust has said that it was shameful, and that they said it was to depart with due process and offer a tokenistic nod to what has the potential to revolutionise HIV prevention is just shameful. So I suppose many people will say that this is, counterproductive financially, because over some of the figures here saying that the research in the US last year found the drug costs £5,000 a year, is up to 90% effective in preventing HIV infections. And
whereas to treat it?
To treat it is, I don't have the exact figures here, but it says every year 6,000 people in Britain contract HIV, almost half of them gay men, and more than 500 people still die, which you don't actually think about.
You're absolutely right, Des, because it's one of those things that, when that began, mm-hmm. And I remember the leaflets going through the doors, back in the, it was the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. With John Hurt and the ads.
Exactly that. And at that time, of course, it was sort of that brand new sort of, there was no cure, people were frightened and everything else. And over the years, treatments, thank goodness, have become available, right? But so you don't, it doesn't hit the headlines like it used to in that way, does it? That's the point you're making.
Exactly. And I would personally speaking, be in favour of giving this medication out,
yeah.
Because it gives an option of that safety net, I suppose, of before you have sex, you take this drug and prevent it from happening. You have a fairly good idea that 90% effective,
yeah.
Is going to say. Now, the other argument
But would it stop people then thinking about safe sex?
Exactly.
They're treated as a, it's fine, I'll be fine.
This is the argument, and I suppose it's a fair argument to make, but at the same time, people don't often think when they're going to go out on a night out, they may get up to some business that wouldn't have been expected, and therefore maybe be careless. They've had too much to drink, and it's a case where this might actually prevent a few accidents,
okay.
Which is the case with the morning after pill, I suppose, in many. But you could compare it to.
All right, what else we got?
Well, something a lot lighter than that, and it's Papa Don't Preach, which is the headline in the Sun on page 7 today, and this is because of the ongoing dispute between Guy Ritchie and Madonna over her son. It's Guy, or Rocco, I should say, who they've been fighting over since before Christmas.
I imagine they fought over his name as well, don't you?
Well,
because that's, Rocco?
I don't know. It's not a... I mean...
What is it with pop stars and naming children in a weird way? Why do they do that?
Well, Apple, what can go wrong with that? There's no bullying going to go on there, is there?
Well, exactly. Well, this is it. And what's what are you looking at that for, Cornelius?
Don't worry,
fine. But probably because you're called Cornelius,
yeah.
I suppose. So you kind of feel an affinity.
I knew exactly where it was going.
Affinity with that, because your parents were cruel, weren't they?
No,
clearly. Did you know, Des, by the way, that Cornelius's mum taught him how to French kiss?
That is not true.
That is a true fact.
Well, we're doing a section relationships program on Saturday night, 9 to 12, with Anna Williamson, and maybe you'd want to
come on and tell us. You could be the first guest.
No,
about sex relationships. Just saying, I don't know. But you're right, but Gwyneth Paltrow obviously can't be trusted anyway. So the reason for that... Well, come on. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's the one with the food stuff.
She does, yeah. She likes her quinoa and Goop. And she I think, is friends with Madonna, or was friends anyway. And they had a big yoga kind of... thing going on between them, but here what's interesting about the Sun, it does give the idea that it says the family were drinking all day together, which would suggest that Rocco was. I don't think there's any evidence of that there, but the complications of the tussle between the two is really down to, I mean, a mother, it seems, who's on tour making a few quid, and her son decides he doesn't want to hang out with his mum anymore and go and hang out with the dad instead. And that seems to have got into an awful mess where the judge...
All right, what else have we got?
What else we've got?
One more story.
One more story. We have got... Game, set and match. It's Nat Ravalova calls for action in a row over tennis sexism. Now, this is where the whole thing kicked off yesterday and the day before. Over,
yes, we mentioned this earlier, yeah.
Yeah, but one of the...
You don't kick off in tennis, by the way. You serve.
You serve.
The whole thing served yesterday.
Indeed. Yeah, well, it was mostly really about Novak Djokovic and his comments, which what he said was that he found the stats are showing that we have much more spectators on the men's tennis matches, and I suppose that really is the issue with people and sexism. They, you know, he's boiling it down to financial issues, whereas many people would say that that's the kind of sexism that women are facing every day. Oh well, but yes. Kind of attitude, but maybe it's not oh well, but it's not an equal playing lawn.
Lawn. Mix up your sporting, yeah, sporting metaphors.
Indeed.
Listen, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
This afternoon's diversity paper review. Yeah. That'll be with Des, who's gay. Yesterday, Zena, who was black. We are, I promise you, the most diverse show on British broadcast,
like
on radio or television. No one else is doing this.
No.
No, well, I would be happy to diversify late on Saturday nights as well. So if
please
anyone
tell
is
us about your, tell us about your show.
Well, it's Anna Williams. Anna Williamson is starting a late night show, 9 to 12, and
yes,
we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking camming, which is basically where couples are going online to show themselves off in a sexual manner and get money for it.
What?
It's something you'll have to tune in to find out more about.
Come on, Google cam.
Yeah. Basically, it's couples sitting there having a good time, but their viewers are wanting to even have a better time, it would seem, and pay in a few quid, and then they perform acts for them. So we're,
well, my eyes have been open, certainly. Good. Well, we look forward to that. Thank you, Des.
Okay.
Pleasure to talk to you. You're listening to Talk Radio. Very shortly, there will be, and there will genuinely be a mystery voice. Tim, you look excited by that. Mystery voice competition. It's going to be tricky, Tim. So, you know, I need you to
keep listening.
I know you will. Right, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Coming up to 3:30, and Tim's got your news next.
Talk Radio.
More than 30 people have died after two explosions at Brussels Airport and another at a metro station in the Belgian capital. Around 200 more people have been injured, including one person from Britain. One of the bombs at the airport's believed to have been a suicide attack. An assault rifle was reportedly found next to a dead attacker. All public transport was halted in Brussels after the attacks, but two key railway stations are due to reopen with hundreds of soldiers on guard. Police patrols have also been stepped up at key locations across the UK. President Obama has given his reaction to what's happened.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people. We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium.
Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone is in the EU quarter of Brussels. That's close to where the explosion at the metro took place. He says the whole area is deserted as people have been told to stay at home.
A very large area of this, right in the heart of Brussels here, has now been cordoned off. The images that are now coming out from that underground station show just how utterly frightening it must have been. A very, very dark tunnel. People trying to get off the train, which was stopped in the tunnel.
In other news, the funeral's taken place for a prison officer who died after a dissident Republic bomb went off under his van in East Belfast. 52-year-old Adrian Ismay died 11 days after suffering serious leg injuries in the explosion. A 45-year-old man's been remanded in custody, charged with murder. A body found in Clydebank has been confirmed as that of a missing teenage girl. Police are treating the death of 15-year-old Paige Doherty as murder. She was reported missing after failing to arrive at her part-time job on Saturday morning. The weather forecast, we'll have some rain in parts of Scotland. Otherwise, though, the rest of the afternoon mainly dry with some good spells of sunshine and a high of 12 degrees.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:31, you're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. Right then, it's time for the aforementioned mystery voice competition. This is like this happens on the radio, right? Yep. You know, we're on the radio, and I've listened to some radio before in my life.
You wouldn't know it.
And ignore that. I've heard this, but I've heard a mystery voice competition. It's like, now ordinarily when that happens on other radio stations, you can win money.
Yeah.
But I haven't got any to give away. Nope. So, instead, I'm not doing that. But what I have got is a mystery voice competition. Because I know how this works. So, what we're going to do... I mean, it's quite a simple... it's quite a simple premise, if I'm brutally honest with you. Think of that song, It's a Mystery... It's a Mystery... Not yep. My words, of course. But the words of the lispy 80s song creature, Toya. In that song she sang... Where it was a mystery. But behold, to Talk Radio now comes the essence of mystery, wrapped up in an enigma, wrapped up in a conundrum, wrapped up in a puzzle, wrapped up in another mystery. It's the mystery voice competition. Okay. Fine. I'm going to play... Now, listen very carefully.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what I've got... and we're happy to get your answers for this, by the way. On 87222...
Starting message with the word talk.
87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
And then your guess to 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
And then your guess. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Starting message with whatever word you want.
With your answers, your guesses. Now, listen carefully, because there's a lot at stake here.
And we don't play this too many times, do we? Just in case, you have to listen carefully, because we don't want to make it too easy.
Oh, no. You have to listen very, very carefully. So you've heard it before. You've heard it before. All you've got to do is identify the thing for a billion pounds.
Oh, cool.
Small print. There isn't a billion pounds. There isn't any pounds. But it's the Mystery Voice competition. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who... is this? All right, didn't work.
Very difficult this week. Very difficult.
Is it Marcel Marceau?
All right, fine. All right. Okay, fine. Just do it again. Ready?
Just play it again.
Let's see if it works. Yeah. Who is this? It's not there, is it?
You pressing the right button? Focus.
I'll tell you what's happened.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what's happened.
Okay.
Is that the system I'm using to play this out...
Yeah.
Hang on, do we have a production meeting?
Do you want to play Files on the Machine?
Okay, listen, right.
You can't, because it's on the machine.
Oh, no, I'll explain to you what is going on here.
Okay.
Now, yesterday, if you were listening to the show, by the way, when there's production stuff we have to talk about on a music radio station, we'd ordinarily do that while the songs are playing.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have songs, okay, so we can't talk about production.
No, it's true. We're just always on the radio, aren't we?
Because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
So what we came up with yesterday was a system where I would play something by Florence and the Machine for as long as it took us to sort something technical out.
Okay.
Is that now going to be a thing that we do?
Ah, have you got a ship to wreck?
I have, Dave. So while we sort that out, you're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Florence and the Machine.
Dredging up great white sharks, swimming in the bay.
the Machine. That is called Ship to Wreck. You're listening to Talk Radio. And where should we go for a drink after this?
Firstly, Bear.
Fine, yeah. Just
yeah,
about,
King's
yeah. Okay, I think there's a production meeting over now.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
No, right, yeah, okay, that was the main, all the points covered.
Okay, good. And that's what happens, by the way. Get used to it when we have to have a production meeting during the show that we can't ordinarily cover with a song like you would on music. We're learning a lot, I have to say.
We are, aren't we?
You know, coming in on Talk Radio, I have to say. Dave, have you fixed it?
It's nearly fixed, John.
Okay, fine.
Nearly fixed, don't worry. That's good, isn't it, though? It was a good meeting.
Remember that we were in the middle of a mystery... I say the middle, the very beginning of a mystery voice competition. But what we do need to do that is have a mystery voice, which I attempted to play, of course, and then didn't because the system crashed. So what's going to happen now is that Dave... I'm just going to shut up till Dave fixes it.
It's important, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you had some more texts? Should we do that while you're fixing that?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Con, in the booth.
Hi there, John. Thanks very much. We've been asking for your birds and anatomy puns this morning due to something. We've got a Parafinger Falcon in from Jamie.
What do you mean due to something?
It was a story, but I can't remember it.
I'll tell you what it was. It was because we needed the exact opposite. Dave saying, kill the iPad fader. Right, good. He's saying that through the glass. I'm just bringing that to air. Anyway, so we did it because of the raven that... the very opposite of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Brussels story.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
We can't be touching that, and we don't want to. That's fine. That's not this kind of radio show. The opposite of a horrible story like that, though, is, of course, a raven that can say arse, as we discovered earlier, which is why we discussed it. And we have had some bird anatomy texts in.
Yes, also Sally has come back in with another one. Beard eaters.
What?
Well, bird eaters are a bird, are they?
Bird eater? He's a bird? So you're suggesting that they're a cannibalistic...
Oh, a bee eater. Bee eater is a bird.
That is true.
Yeah, so there's some knowledge there.
Talk Radio.
A bird eater, obviously a spider.
Home of knowledge. What?
A bird eater is a spider.
Right. Good. Have you fixed it?
Yeah. I think so.
This is very slick,
isn't it?
This doesn't happen during Paul Ross's programme, does it?
That's what happens on day two, does it?
Right. Are ready?
Mystery voice competition.
Mystery voice. All you got to do is identify the mystery voice.
Listen carefully.
Thanks. Listen carefully. Who is this?
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Right, who is that?
Oh.
Now, I warned you it was going to be difficult.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you've got to...
Is that the only play we get? That's difficult.
Can you play it again? Are we allowed to hear it again?
Yes.
Once more.
Well, it is hard, so I'm going to let you hear it again. Okay, so listen carefully.
Yep.
Who is this?
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Right, who is that? 87.
I do recognise it.
He's familiar, isn't it? 87222.
Don't mess with the word talk.
Tweet at Talk Radio.
Don't mess with any word you want.
Who is this?
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Right, okay, so already the guesses are coming in. Tom's in Belgrave. Good morning, afternoon. Tom in Belgrave. Honestly. Hi, John. Well, this is ridiculously easy. I mean, what on earth are you playing at? It's obviously Hunter from Gladiators.
I thought that at first, you know.
It does. I mean, I can see why you thought that, Tom, but you were a bit too smug there because it's not. I can tell you that it's. Listen, it's not Hunter from Gladiators.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Daisy's on the text trying to guess it as well. Daisy. Hi, John there. Love the show, Steve. I'm pretty certain it's the former Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan. She's got that as a guess.
That's a bit of a left field guess, isn't it? I'm not sure it's quite that.
Again, I could see why you might. Maybe we've started off with one that's too difficult. I don't know. Keep your guesses coming in. Harry's in Northumberland. Has just said, is it Alan Carr? It's not.
Does it sound a bit like Alan Carr?
It's not Alan Carr. This hasn't got a name on it, but the phone number of the listener that sent it in is 07.
No, stop. No, you can't do that. Can't do that.
That person says it's a tough one, John. Is it the former aquatic-based lead singer of Marillion, Derek William Dick, a.k.a. Fish out of Marillion?
I mean, that is someone that knows you, isn't it? Knows about you, what you like.
Yes. But no, it isn't. I mean, that actually might be the closest we've had so far.
Yeah. Hello, it's me, Adele.
Phil's in Brockenhurst. Mm. Is it the American 1994 Winter Olympic skiing medalist Tommy Moe?
More often than not,
it's not,
it is.
You know,
Tommy Moe comes up so often on these quizzes, though, that it's always worth a guess.
It's too easy.
It is always worth throwing in the Moe Meister, because one day it will be him. And so it's always worth it. Is it Steven Seagal, says Super Taxi on Twitter, at Talk Radio. And don't forget, you can also guess via text message 87222.
Starting message with Talk.
Or Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
John, is it... where's this? Rachel's in London. Sounds to me, John, that that's very much like Greg Evigan from the hit series BJ and the Bear. Which you might remember from the television in the early 80s, where BJ... She's explaining this here. Where BJ... Thanks, Rachel. BJ was played by Greg Evigan. He was a truck driver.
Yeah.
And the theme tune suggested that it went, BJ McKay and his best friend Bear.
Yeah,
but the twist was that Bear was a chimpanzee. Wasn't even a bear. Brilliant. And then he had a series of adventures with... Bear, did BJ. Don't know why they call him that, stupid. But no, Rachel, in London, it's not. Do you know what? We're going to have to roll this over the ads, I think. But it's not Greg Evigan from the hit series BJ and the Bear. You're trying to guess who this is?
Hello, it's me, Adele.
87222.
Start Mr. Talk, sorry.
Or at Talk Radio.
Starting message with anybody you like.
And we'll roll it over and come back in a moment to see if anyone's got it. 3:43 is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can always get a great range of trade products at great trade prices. And now we've made the trade price of our rugby premium cement, well, even greater. Until the end of March, get a 25 kilogram bag of rugby premium cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. And don't forget to get your copy of the new, even bigger Selco trade price guide in branch now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cambridgeshire, the A14 Spur Road, the southbound side is closed because of accident investigation work affecting you there between the A1M and the Spittlesway Junction. The northbound M6 in the West Midlands, a lane out there, very slow traffic because of a breakdown between Junction 10 at Wolverhampton and 10A for the M54. And the M54 itself, a lane out in both directions because of barrier repairs between Junction 2 at Wolverhampton and Junction 3 for the A41 at Albrighton. I'm Dan Morris.
Mr. Jake Yep's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yep's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio afternoons, weekday afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes, 3:46 now. So, lots of guesses coming in for this afternoon's mystery voice competition. Who is it? Let's have a look. We've got lots of texts coming in here. Gavin is in Erith. Who is it? Gavin in Erith. Hi, John. Is it Pliers out of Chakademus and Pliers? Right, let's... Have a listen to this, right? Because it's difficult. I know it's difficult. Okay, I'm well aware that it's difficult, and it's a tricky one. And a lot of people think they know it, which is understandable in this sort of situation, right? But let's have a quick listen to it if you're ready.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Okay, there it is. Mm. Right. Now, it's not Pliers from out of off of Chakademus and Pliers. Okay. Steve G. John, this is too easy. It's Paul Ross. It isn't Paul Ross.
I can see why you think that, though.
It's, no.
It's a familiar voice to us all, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But you got to listen to him more closely in the mornings. Mm. Paddington Cornelius, what have you got there? What guesses?
Harry in Northumberland says, yeah. Is it Charlie Chaplin?
It's not Charlie Chaplin, no. Valentin Voloshinov on Twitter. Is it Thelma from Scooby-Doo?
Mm.
Hang on, let's have a listen.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
No. Then writes, this is actually quite hard, John, can you make future mystery voices a bit easier? Because this could go on for ages. Well, that's the thing with these competitions, isn't it? They do go on for a very long time, to the point where it becomes absolutely irritating to everybody listening to it. But hey, if they can do it elsewhere, I'm going to do it here. Let's have a listen again.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Malcolm's in Grimsby. Hi, John. That's the retired Test cricketer Nasser Hussain. No, it isn't. Neither is it the former Emmerdale actress and Anthony Costa ex. A Silver, says Craig in Bloomfield, although he is close. I think it's Janet Street Porter, writes Cheryl in Surrey.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
And Chris Elmer thinks it's the late Cardinal Basil Hume, hashtag mystery voice. Con, what have you got?
Mr. Biscuit says, is the mystery voice Boutros Ghali?
It's not Boutros Ghali.
No.
Dave, have you got any guesses coming in there?
Barry and Wigan. At least make it...
It's not Barry and Wigan.
No, it's not Barry and Wigan. Barry and Wigan says, at least make it difficult, John. It's very clearly Christopher Latham Sholes, the American inventor of the first practical typewriter and the QWERTY keyboard.
That's still in use today.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's
correct.
Is it him? Wait, play it one more time.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
It doesn't sound like someone's invented a QWERTY keyboard to me.
Nah.
It doesn't say QWERTY. I don't think. This is very difficult. I think we're going to have to roll this.
Roll this over to the next week.
I think so. I mean, Kate thinks it's the creator and director of Only Fools and Horses, John Sullivan. Sheridan Blackhead thinks it's far too easy. It's clearly Chris Moyles doing an Andy Peters impression.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
I don't think anyone's going to get this, if I'm actually honest with you, this afternoon. I think we are going to have to roll this over. We're going to roll it. It's going to be a rollover. It's going to roll over. Okay. What happens when it's a rollover and there's no money at stake?
Roll it over,
it just stays the same.
Just roll it over. Double the prize. £0.
Just roll it over then.
Yeah. You can roll it over. Ad infinitum, if we're honest.
Hello, it's me, Adele.
Okay, it's Robert. Fine, on a final note on this, actually, because I don't think anyone's going to get it. Robert writes, we're not idiots, John. It's clearly the voice of the Get Your Own Back presenter, Dave Benson Phillips. It's not, frankly. I think we are going to have to call it a rollover and just... I honestly thought it'd be easier than that, if I'm honest. I really did. Then 3:51, and that means our time with you this afternoon on air from 1 till 4 on brand new Talk Radio is coming to a close. Day two, it was a absolute shambles, both technically and material and creatively. However, somebody who will pull us out of the hole and rescue us is Mr. Sam Delaney. He's on from 4 o'clock. Good afternoon, hello, Sam.
Good afternoon, fellas.
You're wearing an interesting hat today.
I'm wearing it's just a springtime bucket style hat in the Manchester style. I walked in the office this morning, and a girl looked at me and went, "Oh, it's the 90s."
Yeah.
Do you know what I did? Kicked her up the bum.
Yeah, good. Because the 90s practical joke.
It is, yeah. It's a real 90s move, that. Yeah. So I stuffed that reference right down her throat, didn't I?
If you had someone else, you could have got them to, like, crouch down behind her and then pushed her over.
That's more 80s, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd go far to more 80s.
That's 70s.
Is it?
That's cling film on the toilet seat.
Yeah, it is.
I used to do that in the 90s, was I behind the times?
That's typically you.
I'm glad you're wearing your hat. There was a big debate earlier. I don't know whether you heard it. The big debate this afternoon on Talk Radio was because, and the headline everyone was talking about, the big story of the day, of course, is that some disappointing weather is coming for Easter. We had Philippa on the phone. Absolutely loves weather. She's for weather. She doesn't mind any kind of weather. She's happy for foreign weather to come into the country. She thinks it makes us a more multicultural weather system.
Is that right?
Very happy. Then we had Mark, absolutely hates weather, accused Philippa of being a member of the hat lobby. It got very heated. It was a lot of stuff on Cornelius, have you still got some of those tweets left, just so Sam's got an idea of just how the nation is stirred up.
I've seen it tear families apart.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Earlier we had a long-time texter, obviously a first-time listener, texted in to say that what would you expect from a climate brought up on violent video games and turkey Twizzlers?
That's exactly right. Yeah. This is what we're dealing with.
This is coming since a man who is off work today and doesn't normally listen says, I am outraged. Can you play a song for me?
Yeah. What would he like? Did he say what he'd like?
Yes, he did.
Okay, as Talk Radio's head of music, I'm absolutely fine with that. Did you know I'm Talk Radio's head of music? I don't know whether that is.
You're head of music, really? I want to have a chat with you, but we'll do it off air.
Yeah, fine.
Well, can I make a guess of your mystery voice?
Yeah.
I think it's Janet Street Porter.
Yeah, many people were saying that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and you're absolutely wrong.
Very popular answer.
Okay, well. What's, and it's wrong, is it? Well, there you go. At least I've got, I'm in good company.
We're rolling it over. What's coming up on your show, Sam?
Well, we're keeping you abreast of all the latest from Brussels, of course. I'll be joined by our trending reviewer, because we're modern. We don't review the newspapers. We review trends.
Oh, very good.
Which, as I understand it, is like literally anything that's ever been on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like review the internet.
You're reviewing the internet. Internet,
you've got 5 minutes. Tell us what's happening on the internet right now.
Yeah. You can actually get a box set of the internet now.
Yeah.
And you
can binge on it.
I binged on it last weekend, and now I'm up to date. But I know what happens at the end of the internet.
Oh, no. Spoilers. No internet spoilers.
I'm not going to tell you.
So that will be done by Cameron McEwen. We have got a lot on Where's George? Where's George was something that was trending yesterday and this morning, because people started to think that George Osborne had literally just done a runner.
Yes.
Right? They had been stringing everyone along for 6 years, right, managing to convince us while we were distracted by the internet and such like, that he'd actually fixed the economy. And when it finally came to light, because one of his mates grasped him, that actually you haven't, you've mucked the whole thing up and made it worse, people thought he'd done a classic Reggie Perrin.
Yeah.
And just disappeared. Just thought, okay, fair enough.
Folded his clothes,
thought,
left them on the beach.
Best I fake my own suicide.
He
thought, you know, like a lot of chancellors before him, he's a keen student of political history. He thought, this is the point at which chancellors traditionally fake their own suicide.
Yeah.
However, to everyone's surprise, he did turn up in the House of Commons and try to make a fist of explaining himself.
Yeah.
Which obviously it was easily as difficult as explaining the whole of the internet.
Yeah.
Explaining his own economic record.
And what he did was actually actually pick entirely the wrong day to do that due to the fact that the news agenda is completely dominated by something else.
Yes, so, yeah, maybe the wrong day, maybe the right day from his point of view, who knows, but we will be looking into that a little bit more deeply and the fallout from the ongoing crisis. I deployed the word crisis yesterday, political crisis, quite liberally.
Yep.
We had a government minister on the show who took exception to me using that word, but I vowed to continue using it at the drop of a hat.
Literally,
to bring things back round.
Could you then please just now drop your hat?
Drop there you your go. Bucket hat. It's a crisis.
There it is. It's a crisis.
This station's in crisis. This country's in crisis. The economy's in crisis. The lot.
These microphones
my head's
are
in
crisis. The crisis continues with Sam Delaney from 4. Thank you for listening this afternoon. I was John Holmes. We're back tomorrow on the radio. Funnily enough, from 1 till 4. That's why it's called an afternoon show, despite the fact that I've been calling it a morning show for most of the day. We'll see you then. Sam's next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.